freeze, I invented a little something called AccuWeather.com.
Dr. Weather, AccuWeather.com already exists.
It does?
Yes, at AccuWeather.com, you can get the most accurate weather anywhere.
We already have that.
Yes.
Email to you?
Yes.
What about to your mobile device, perhaps, or desktop?
Yes.
Right. Okay, people, AccuWeather.com. If you need the info, get AccuWeather.com.
Access it for free, link to it for free, or buy it for your site.
Right, I already knew that.
The Business Trip by Super 8 Motels.
Somewhere between the last meeting and home, between four drive-thrus and the blob of ketchup on your favorite tie, between 60 dead bugs on your windshield and a wiper blade gone awry, somewhere between where you are and where you're going, there's a Super 8. See you along the way.
This summer, kids eat free at Denny's when you stay at Super 8. See Super8.com for details.
All Super 8 motels are individually owned and operated.
Air America Radio News, I'm Bill Crowley. United Nations Secretary General Kofi Annan described the devastation on Indonesia's tsunami-battered Sumatra Island today as the worst he has ever seen. Recovery crews today pulled another 4,000 bodies from the rubble. That brings the confirmed death toll to over 147,000. It may soon top 150,000. 12 days after the tsunami hit, Annan and the World Bank President James Wolfensohn flew over Sumatra's west coast and visited a coastal town that was virtually wiped out. Annan appeared deeply affected by the deaths and damage.
I have never seen such utter destruction, mile after mile. And you wonder, where are the people? What happened to them?
In New York, UN Humanitarian Chief Jan Egeland said the death toll is expected to keep rising.
I do not think we are even close to having any figures of how many people died, how many people are missing, how many people are severely affected. Hundreds of villages were razed. Along the coast, very few people remained.
Tens of thousands of people are still missing and threatened by disease from the December 26 earthquake and the killer waves that hit 11 nations. George W. Bush today named two former senators to head a commission on simplifying the U.S. tax code. Republican Connie Mack of Florida and Democrat John Breaux of Louisiana will co-chair the panel, which is due to report back this summer. Meeting with the two, Bush said the current tax code is hopelessly complex. He said it's a drag on the economy when taxpayers have to spend long hours filling out forms. Lawmakers and lobbyists are already at battle stations over the tax overhaul. Treasury Secretary John Snow says everything's on the table, including the popular home mortgage and charitable giving deductions. Snow also is promising to take the case for changes in the Social Security system to the American people. Bush wants to create private investment accounts for younger workers. Snow today in Washington told reporters efforts to put the issue in front of taxpayers will include town hall meetings, the State of the Union, and other presidential speeches. And Snow says he'll visit Wall Street next week to help ease concerns in the financial community about borrowing $1 trillion or more to help fund the overhaul of Social Security. Bush's plan opposed by many Democrats, the AARP, and even some Republicans. Claiming that asbestos lawsuits clog the courts and hinder economic growth, Bush urged Congress to change the way people are compensated for diseases caused by the deadly material. His third event this week calling for legal reforms. Bush claims 74 companies have been forced into bankruptcy because of asbestos-related litigation. This is Air America Radio News. I'm Bill Crowley.
The following is a celebrity impersonation and not an evil endorsement of any kind.
Hello, and welcome to my underground weather station. A few years ago, before I was in deep freeze, I invented a little something called AccuWeather.com.
Dr. Weather, AccuWeather.com already exists.
It does?
Yes, at AccuWeather.com, you can get the most accurate weather anywhere.
We already have that,
Yes.
Email to you?
Yes.
What about to your mobile device, perhaps, or desktop?
Yes.
Right. Okay, people, AccuWeather.com. If you need the info, get AccuWeather.com.
Access it for free, link to it for free, or buy it for your site.
Right, I already knew that.
Do you have a personal injury case and need money now? Have you been turned down by family, friends, and banks? Are you out of options for the money you need? If so, Whitehaven Funding can help. If you need money now and can't wait for your case to settle, call Whitehaven Funding at 1-800-213-7163. In exchange for an interest in your pending case, Whitehaven Funding advances money to injured victims who need money now. The money provided can help with foreclosure, bankruptcy, and eviction. But you can use the money any way you need. Call 1-800-213-7163 for details. If your case is not successful, you keep their money and don't have to pay them back. That's right. If you lose your case, you keep the money and don't have to pay them back. Just call 1-800-213-7163. Again, if you have a pending personal injury claim and have no place else to turn for money, call Whitehaven Funding at 1-800-213-7163. Call today.
Sudden ups and downs, breathtaking twists and turns. No, it's not a roller coaster, it's the stock market. But Barron's, America's premier financial weekly, can help you make money whichever way the market moves. Now you can get 13 weeks of Barron's plus the valuable guide to building wealth and 4 weeks of Barron's online, all for only $39. This offer is available to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Call now 800-858-5800. That's 800-858-5800 for Barron's.
The Radio Shack Glossary of Electronics. Today's term, the boomerang. It's when someone sells you the wrong accessory or a no-name thing that simply goes kaput.
Excuse me, this didn't work.
Bummer.
They didn't sell you an electronic accessory, my friend. They sold you a boomerang, because it's coming back to that store. But at Radio Shack, we give you easy answers by carrying a bigger selection of quality accessories for all major brands of electronics. So you'll come back because you want to, not because you have to. Radio Shack, you've got questions, we got answers.
Hi, this is Al Franken. On the next Al Franken show, difficult to pronounce Mondays are back. Our guest will be intrepid girl reporter Anya Ciazadlo. Trouble is Anya's middle name. Probably the one she should have gone with instead of Ciazadlo, frankly. And Dr. Atul Gawande, who will explain the extraordinary survival rates of America's wounded servicemen in Iraq. That's all on the next Al Franken show.
Well, good evening, Truth Seekers. Malloy here on Air America Radio, as promised, all jacked up on pseudoepinephrine. Nothing like a couple of shots of DayQuil to get your day going, right? All right, we have ground to cover tonight, but this would be a good time if you try to get on this program and you call in and I put you on hold and you sit there for an hour and a half. This would be a good night to really get through. Because it's a little bit difficult to talk right now. I've been asked by Tim in Sacramento to remind folks of the funeral, the memorial for Representative Robert Matsui, who died last week of complications from a rare blood disorder. Robert T. Matsui. The memorial service is scheduled to begin at 10 a.m. at Sacramento's Memorial Auditorium. Tomorrow morning. Matsui, for those of you who live in that area, you certainly don't need me to tell you about Robert Matsui. For the rest of the country, it should be known that Matsui was a hard worker for civil rights, for equality, for justice, for fair play. When he was a kid, he spent more than 3 years in one of those infamous internment camps that Japanese Americans were put into after the attack on Pearl Harbor. Matsui was the member of Congress who pushed for legislation offering compensation to those Japanese Americans whose only crime was they were of Japanese descent, who were locked up, whose businesses were taken away from them. You know that story. Matsui had been preparing to take a lead role in working against Bush's Social Security reforms. Yeah, so had Matsui, I'm not trying to trivialize anything here, but let's be real, had Matsui died in a plane crash, there would be some questions, right? But he died of something called I'm probably mispronouncing it, myelodysplastic disorder. It's a stem cell disorder that prevents the bone marrow from producing blood products like red blood cells and white blood cells and platelets. And apparently, according to his family in the hospital, that's what he died of. But Robert Matsui, who was only 63 and one of the most influential liberals, Democrats, in the U.S. House, he'd been there forever. He had previously, I understand, served on the Sacramento City Council. But for those folks in the Sacramento area who are interested, tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock, memorial service. There's a private funeral planned for later in the day, but the public memorial service at Sacramento's Memorial Auditorium, 10 a.m. tomorrow. If you live in that area and can get away, it might be nice to attend that. The phone number here is 866-303-2270. If you'd like to join in. A couple of real cheesy, well, at least one real cheesy story here about this thing about Armstrong Williams. I have appeared with Armstrong Williams a couple times on MSNBC and CNN. You know, he's the conservative, I'm the liberal, that crap. And I just finally got the point. The guy really disgusted me, just on general terms. This is the talk show host who is being touted as having been a leading conservative, and he's actually a two-bit player. He had a sexual harassment suit filed against him a few years ago by a man that worked for him. The most idiotic part of the story in USA Today and the AP story and CNN and MSNBC, everybody that reported it, was when Williams is referred to as a popular and influential talk show host. That's nonsense. People in the black community, I understand, because, you know, I have friends there, tell me that he's looked at as a clown, a fool. The conservatives use him because conservatives are always looking for that house Negro that they can turn loose on the rest of the African-American population. But Armstrong took $240,000 from the Bush administration, you know, under the table. This is how they work. There's no surprise here. The surprise is this little weasel got caught. And any time I've appeared on a, you know, talking head screen fest, which I refuse to do anymore, with this clown, all he did was fall back on the usual right-wing rhetoric that, you know, that Limbaugh or his parrot would say, or whatever the, you know, whatever the Republican administration told him to do, he would do. But he took this $250,000 and then pretended like he was, oh, all in favor of No Child Left Behind. And you know, Armstrong Williams is no fool. I mean, he's a moron, but he's no fool. He understands that No Child Left Behind is most detrimental to so-called inner-city kids who just happen, a high percentage of them, happen to be of African descent, just like Armstrong is. And Armstrong knows full well that this No Child Left Behind thing and the charter schools and the vouchers and everything is destroying public education. Public education in Armstrong Williams' generation, in my generation, was the way out of the ghetto. I don't care what ghetto you lived in, whether it was a blue-collar white working class or a blue-collar black working class or poor folks, didn't make any difference. The way out of the ghetto was through public education, and Armstrong Williams knows that, and it should still be the way out. This is America, for Christ's sake. This is not, well, whatever. But Armstrong Williams is out there like the whore that a lot of us in the talk radio business knew that he was. I mean, everybody knows. Everybody whispers behind Armstrong Williams' back, and, you know, about his whorishness. You know, if he sees 50 cents laying on the street, and there's an old lady just about to get hit by a truck, guess which one Armstrong's going to go for? He's going to go for the 50-cent piece. That's just the way he is, a real whore. And Armstrong learned early on that if he did for the Republicans what Monica did for Bill Clinton, you know, he'd have, you know, they'd throw him a few crumbs. And 240 grand is a lot of money to you and me, let's face it. But in certain realms of talk radio, it's lunch money. You know, it's walking around change. So they throw Armstrong some crumbs. You know, they're very typical of white people that find a house Negro that they think will get out there and talk the good talk about the white massa. And Williams is willing to do that. And that's another part of it. It just makes me sick. You know what I'm saying? But folks in the black community know that this guy is a fool and a clown. And but, you know, what the hell? There's all kinds of ways to get over. And if one of the ways to get over is to take $240,000 from these freaks in the Bush administration, a lot of folks in the black community just say, yeah, go ahead, you know, whatever. But Armstrong Williams, as far as his being an influential commentator, so is his mama. He's about as influential as Woody Woodpecker. Now, imagine, I heard this, I don't know who said it, on CNN's Inside Politics Today. I was changing the baby or doing something, and Kathy had it on, her little bits and pieces of it, because I try to stay away from cable television during the day, unless there's a disaster, but I try to stay away from it. I heard somebody on Judy Woodruff's show saying, imagine if the Clinton administration, if it was found out that the Clinton administration had paid, oh, I don't know, Joe Connison, $250,000 to push Clinton's health care plan. There's not a Republican in America who wouldn't be screaming for Clinton's impeachment over something like that. Just screaming bloody murder. Now, let's all listen real carefully. Let's see if we hear any Democrats screaming. Hold on. No, I don't hear anything. Do you? Wait a minute. Let me open the window here. Okay. Let's see. Stick our head out. Let me put the microphone out the window here. I don't hear any Democrats screaming about this. Do you guys? One more try. Oh, damn, it's just dead quiet here in the Buckle of the Bible Belt at about 10:16 in the evening. No Democrats screaming for Armstrong Williams or George Bush's head. Now, Armstrong Williams is just a whore. It's not illegal to take money as a whore. It's illegal to pay money to the whore. So, you know, now the debate is, did the Bush crime family commit another felony by paying this weasel to get out here and tout nonsense to the black community? Oh, gotta get sick of it. And I don't know who makes me sicker, Armstrong for being a whore, or for the white people for figuring they found another house Negro that they can get to go, you know, walk down to the quarters in the evening and say, everything's all right here, boys. Don't worry about it. Don't worry your head. I'm working with the massa.
When I wear black, even a little dandruff shows. And my old dandruff shampoo just wasn't cutting it. I still had flakes and dry scalp. So I switched to Selsun Blue Moisturizing Shampoo with aloe and moisturizers. Doctor recommended Selsun Blue has a proven ingredient to relieve dandruff. Plus, it keeps my hair and scalp healthy and flake-free.
If you see flakes, try Selsun Blue. Selsun Blue Moisturizing Dandruff Shampoo.
I'm telling you, it really works.
Never wear black without the blue. Selsun Blue. Uses directed.
Emerging research suggests you consume substantial quantities of tomatoes every day to reduce your risk of cancer.
5 tomatoes every day?
To get your daily dose, try Lycomato.
Day after day.
All the power of 5 whole tomatoes in one little pill. With lycopene and all the other antioxidants found naturally in the tomato.
You're talking 152 tomatoes a month?
The power of 5 tomatoes in one little pill.
That's 1,825 tomatoes a year.
Look for Vitamin Shop brand lycopene with Lycomato in your local vitamin shop.
Do you know where your children are on the internet? In the U.S., thousands of children are affected by internet crimes every day across the country. You can help prevent crimes against innocent children on the web. Help educate our children.
Join the PCP. Printer Cartridge Recycling Program. Don't toss that cartridge. Call 1-866-STOP-ABUSE.
It doesn't cost anything to participate. Don't just make a difference. Be the difference.
You can be the difference in preventing internet crimes across the nation. It is an effective project for schools, corporations, businesses, offices, private homes, and best of all, the environment.
Don't toss.
For every cartridge you return, the Child Abuse Unit receives a dollar towards the education on internet safety.
You can help prevent crimes against innocent children on the web. Educate your children.
And remember, it doesn't cost anything to participate. participate. Don't just make a difference. Be the difference.
You can be the difference in protecting us and promoting internet safety. Don't toss.
Sponsored by the Child Abuse Unit, SPCC, 1-866-STOP-ABUSE. For more information, go to childabuseunit.com. Keep our children safe on the internet. Childabuseunit.com.
New York in winter. You know how cold it gets, and if you have leaky, drafty windows, you know what that does to your energy bills. That's why now's a great time to replace them with custom fit windows from Sears. Call Sears for a free in-home estimate at 1-800-448-6600. Call now and save 20% on select styles. Sears double-paned, extra-strength windows have insulated frames. This combination may help you reduce your energy costs. And Sears makes getting your new windows simple and affordable. So call 1-800-448-6600 and save 20% on select styles. Offer ends January 31st. Ask your representative for offer details and written warranty. Services and materials provided by Bill Ray, a Sears authorized contractor. License number available on request. So don't go another season without the energy efficiency of Sears replacement windows. Call now 1-800-448-6600. That's 1-800-448-6600.
Planet Check.
The facts are cooking on global warming.
2004 is the fourth hottest year on record, and that would not be remarkable if the other nine of the top ten hadn't been in the last 15 years.
That's Dave Hamilton, Director of Global Warming and Energy Programs for Sierra Club.
Just in 2004, we've seen kind of an explosion in the science on global warming. We're finding out that the oceans may be absorbing carbon dioxide to an unhealthy level that may change its chemical composition.
The Arctic study shows the melting of the polar ice caps and glaciers.
Weather anomalies continue to happen that have been predicted for years.
Scientists are not surprised.
What they are surprised about is how fast it's happening and how severe the effects are that we have already seen. We simply know so much now that it's irresponsible not to take action.
That's Planet Check.
Planet Check is made possible thanks to Puramind, the Institute for Advanced Digital Audio Training. Puramind is a certified Apple and DigiDesign training location. Believe in your music. Puramind.com.
If you could cut your mortgage payment by 45%, would that make a difference to you? If you're like most people, it can make a difference of hundreds of dollars a month and thousands of dollars a year. That's why the home loan experts at Quicken Loans created the revolutionary new Smart Choice interest-only loan. It's the flexible mortgage that can lower your payment up to 45%. Homeowners nationwide are calling Quicken Loans at 800-396-9711 to discover the difference for themselves. If you have a mortgage you can't afford not to call, you could see a dramatic drop in your payment even if you've recently refinanced. Call 800-396-9711 now to see how Quicken Loans can lower your house payment up to 45%. Quicken Loans is an equal housing lender. State licensing information available on request. In today's economy, you can't afford to wait. See the difference Quicken Loans can make for you. Call Quicken Loans, America's home loan experts, now. 800-396-9711. 800-396-9711. That's 800-396-9711.
When you don't measure, you just shuffle kids through. And then you wake up at the high school level and find out that the literacy level of our children are appalling.
So what do you do then? You go and hire Armstrong Williams. Only try to keep it quiet.
You know, Armstrong Williams, I'm sorry, I don't mean to put too fine a point on this because, again, he's kind of a worthless human being. I feel that way about all hypocrites. Armstrong Williams is a deeply closeted gay man, and I think to myself, you know, how much good could deeply closeted gay men do if they just came out of the closet and said, yeah, I happen to be homosexual, so what? But they don't do that. They don't do that at all. One of the few people that in media that has done that recently, not recently, but openly, is David Brock. But the thing that really gets me. The Bush crime family, as anti-gay as they are, supposedly, as pro so-called family values as they are. Of course, don't look to the Bush family for family values. But you know, they put that out there, and the suckers in America suck it up constantly. All these sucker white people, these sucker evangelical Christians, yeah, he's a godly man. You know, he's not. He's as much a godly man as Armstrong Williams is. Armstrong Williams is a freak. And if you're, you know what I mean by the word freak. But he was one of Clarence Thomas's big defenders. And it was on his show in 1998 that Trent Lott made that famous remark comparing gays to alcoholics and kleptomaniacs. And Armstrong Williams, who's a deeply closeted gay man, just sits there because he knows he's sitting with a very powerful white man. And he's not going to do anything to offend the powerful southern white man. He's just going to sit there and let Trent Lott say that. And this is what irritates the hell out of me about these so-called conservatives who happen to be gay. They could make it so much easier for Main Street Republicans to stop the nonsense about gay people and just let it go. But Armstrong's not going to do that. Now, in 1997, Williams was sued by a former male employee who accused him of more than 50 incidents of sexual harassment. 50! Now, sexual harassment is a no-no, whether it's homo or hetero. It doesn't make any difference. You know, you don't hit on people if you're in a position of power and try to get them to submit to sex. You just don't do it. I don't care if you're gay, straight, Jew, Gentile, Christian. You know, it doesn't make any difference. You just don't do it. It's a no-no, right? It was a $200,000 lawsuit. Stephen Gregory alleged that Armstrong kissed him on the mouth, grabbed his buttocks and genitals, climbed into bed with him on business trips. He said that Williams said that, no, I'm not gay. I'm just doing this because I want to remain celibate heterosexually until I get married. So that's why I want to bang boys in the meantime. I just want to remain, you know, I mean, God have mercy. Now, according to the lawsuit, Armstrong Williams then docked this guy's pay and fired him after he said no. Uh-uh. You ain't getting any, Armstrong. This is my booty. No booty for you. Jeez. So this is a kind of person that the White House shuffles $250,000 to. Now, the disrespect that's shown there to, first, gay people, secondly, to Americans of African descent, you know, to make the statement that Armstrong Williams is an important a voice in the black community. Once again, it's white people telling the black community who their leaders are, right? Huh? You like that? If you're black, you know what I'm talking about, huh? Who's the latest anointed house Negro? Well, in this, by white people. Well, in this case, it was Armstrong Williams. $250,000 to get out there and be a whore for the Bush crime family. And, of course, Armstrong Williams, whoredom is nothing new to him. You know, he can't survive as a journalist. I love the way they're tagging him as a journalist. Oh, yeah, okay, sure he is. Jeez. Don't you get sick of this? So everybody in this story is just a piece of human waste. The Department of Education for funneling the money to him. The Bush crime family for aligning itself with the type of person they say they don't like. You know, someone who gets involved in sexual harassment suits against the same sex. Yeah, that's a real no-no. The white people out here in middle America and here in the South, you know, they never hear about stuff like this. You know, they just go, oh, yeah, hey, when's the next NASCAR event? You know, they never hear about anything like this. They don't understand, these white people, how the Bush crime family just laughs at them behind their back. All of you white people, man, you white conservatives, you white evangelical conservatives, if you knew the extent to which the Bush crime family laughs at your silly asses, I don't know what you'd do. You'd probably stop being a Republican. Well, we're going to vote for George Bush because he's a godly man. You know, he'll stop the queers from marrying. I'm going to vote for George Bush. He found Christ. Oh, God, you people are just so helpless and hopeless, aren't you? And it's never going to change. But in the meantime, here we have the House Negro himself, Armstrong Williams, big commentator, so-called, in the black community. And black folk are going, They're laughing at Armstrong, and they're laughing at the white people who think they, the black people, give a tinker's damn about Armstrong Williams. My, my, my. All right, quick break. Your calls when we come back. I'm Mike Malloy.
Keep your hands to yourself.
What is your name? Do you have any dependents? Did you sell your home?
If you can answer questions like these, you can confidently do your taxes yourself at TurboTax.com. TurboTax makes even complex returns easy by asking simple questions like,
did you earn any interest income?
Then TurboTax adds everything up automatically. And when you're done, you can e-file and get your refund in days.
Do you want your refund sent directly to your bank account?
TurboTax. Taxes made easy. Taxes done right.
One in four adults has high blood pressure. If you're one of them and you have a cold, Coricidin HBP has surprising news for you. The American Heart Association recognizes that decongestants found in many leading cold medicines can raise your blood pressure and interfere with blood pressure medication. So why risk it? Only decongestant-free Coricidin HBP provides a line of safe, powerful cold and flu medication specially formulated for people with high blood pressure. So make the safe choice. Coricidin HBP. Use as directed.
We all know face-to-face meetings aren't always possible and conference calls can be so ineffective. The solution is simple. Meet online with GoToMeeting. With GoToMeeting, hosting online meetings has never been so easy or affordable. You can present, demonstrate, or collaborate online by showing your computer screen to colleagues, clients, or even friends from anywhere. It's just like you were in the same room. You're not charged per minute like other online meeting providers, such as WebEx, so hold as many meetings as you need for as long as you want for one low rate. Plus, your conference calling is free. GoToMeeting is so easy to use. After a two-minute setup, you can set up meetings in seconds. So try GoToMeeting and meet away from anywhere. For a special time-limited free 30-day trial with unlimited usage, visit GoToMeeting.com, click on the Radio Listeners button, and use America as your promo code. That's GoToMeeting.com, Radio Listeners button, promo code America. Try GoToMeeting free today. You'll love it.
Get to your local AutoZone store today and help AutoZone say thanks this holiday season to those serving in America's Armed Forces. AutoZone, with the help of the USO, has just established the AutoZone Yellow Ribbon Fund to support our military and their families worldwide. Stop by your local AutoZone store before December 24th and make a donation in-store of any amount to the Yellow Ribbon Fund. The contributions will fund USO programs and services to benefit our troops worldwide. Get in the zone, AutoZone, right now and say thanks to those who've answered our country's call to serve.
Over 41 million speeding tickets are issued every year with the average fine over $120. Add court fees and the increase in your insurance and your cost might triple. Why take the risk? Make your car invisible to all types of speed detection equipment, including radar, laser, and even the new pop radar technology with the Phantom. With 360-degree detection capability, the Phantom guarantees that you will avoid all types of speed traps. In fact, if you get a ticket, the manufacturer will pay your fine. The Phantom is so effective that it's illegal in some states. So call now for details. Remember, the Phantom is 100% guaranteed or your speeding ticket is paid. So if you never want to worry about hearing this again, get the Phantom today.
Call 800-790-0416. That's 800-790-0416. Call 800-790-0416.
Not available in California, Minnesota, Nebraska, Virginia, Oklahoma, Utah, or Washington, D.C. Certain restrictions apply to guarantee. Call for details.
It's the biggest breakthrough in getting a good night's sleep. So effective, over 25,000 medical professionals worldwide recommend it to their patients. What is it? It's the Tempur-Pedic Swedish mattress. An innovation so advanced, it's guaranteed to provide a better night's sleep.
Now you can get a free sample of the incredible material behind this mattress and a free Better Sleep video. Call 1-800-254-7788. The Tempur-Pedic mattress contours to every curve of your body. It relieves the pressure points that make you toss and turn. You'll sleep more soundly, wake up more energized. And for people with back or neck problems, Tempur-Pedic offers extraordinary relief. For a free sample of the Tempur material, call 1-800-254-7788. Call now, and you'll also get Tempur-Pedic's Better Sleep video absolutely free. So feel for yourself what all the excitement is about. Call 1-800-254-7788. That's 1-800-254-7788.
Air America's Morning Sedition.
Hi, I'm Mark Maron. Join me and Mark Riley Saturday for the best of Morning Sedition. We've got a preview of the Palestinian election and the hopes it's raising. We've also got the latest installment of Morning Sedition Radio Theater and our stirring coverage of the brave stand taken in Congress by Barbara Boxer, also known as Senator Nads. That and coverage of Bush's trip to a judicial hellhole on Saturday's best of Morning Sedition.
Ready for a liberal helping of truth? It's more of Mike Malloy.
Twenty-six before the hour. Got an email here from IMAX, or the Max. He said, Mike, isn't it funny? Just as quick as the Armstrong-Williams story broke today, along comes a story about Hillary's former finance director. Can you say that the Bush misadministration doing some damage control? Yeah, well, it always works out that way, doesn't it, Max? Huh? And Mike in New Jersey, regarding Armstrong, he writes, please put it in context. He took a bribe. It's a bribe, not a payment for advertisement. No one in the black community knows this fool. His stupid slogan is, the right side. Right side my ass. He should be forced to pay back the money or donate it to the tsunami relief effort. His show should be canceled. Yeah, well, just let me say this, and then I'm coming right to the phones. The story on CBSNews.com about Frist in Sri Lanka. It says, now listen to this. Senator Bill Frist, a medical doctor, he's also the Senate Majority Leader, and Senator Mary Landrieu, she's a Democrat, visited tsunami-stricken southern Sri Lanka on Thursday, tying up two of the five U.S. military helicopters presently available, according to CBS News correspondent Alan Pizzi. Relief efforts in Sri Lanka are focused on areas still cut off by both the tsunami and monsoon rains. The anticipated arrival of more U.S. helicopters and the Marines will do much to help get much-needed aid where it is needed the most, reports Pizzi. A group of homeless men at the camp expressed frustration with government-led relief efforts, complaining that the local Red Cross had only set up their clinic, complete with flags and banners, a few hours before the U.S. senators visited. Red Cross officials said their mobile clinics were treating patients at hundreds of camps. Just before, here it comes, you ready? Just before his helicopter lifted off, Frist and aides took snapshots of each other near a pile of tsunami debris. Frist told a photographer, hey, get some devastation in the back here. Jesus Christ Almighty. It's a photo op for Frist. Get some devastation in the back. Turn the aircraft carrier around so I can have the banner there with the sunset behind that says mission accomplished. These people don't care, do they? Well, you know that, and I don't know that. These are killers. These are murderers. And they don't just kill human beings. They kill the soul and the spirit. They really do. It's disgusting. Can you imagine Bill Frist, who allegedly is a doctor? I don't know what kind of that. What is he, Kathy? A surgeon? Jesus, would you go under the knife with him? The cat torturer is what he really is, right? But you know, he's in a place that, as you look at all this video about disaster area. One thing that comes to my mind, and somebody's already said this, Hiroshima, Nagasaki, Dresden. It's unbelievable. The damage, the death, the destruction. And Frist says, hey, get some devastation in the back. And a photograph. Sick bastards. Lynn is calling from D.C., Washington, D.C. Hey, Lynn.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm doing good. How about you?
Okay. I just wanted to thank you for calling it like it is. On Armstrong Williams, he was on a black talk radio program here in Washington, D.C. some years ago,
mm-hmm.
and the black community had him run off of the program.
I know. That's what I'm talking about.
Exactly.
You know.
And then again, when Black Forum was on CBS, he was on a panel with Julian Bond and Juan Williams, I think
mm-hmm.
it was.
Mm-hmm.
And they were speaking of, the black community and giving an example. Well, what would you do,
right.
if you were in a car and you were pulled over for being black? He comes out of his mouth, well, number one, that wouldn't happen to me. You all and everybody on the panel said, you all, in his mind, I mean, what mirror is he looking in? Like he's white, and they're looking at him.
I know.
You all.
I know. Well, it just so happens, regarding Julian, since I've lived in Atlanta for 35 years now,
mm-hmm.
I got to know Julian and James, his brother, James Bond, that's his name, James, and their mother, who's 90. How old is she, Kathy, Ms. Bond? 96. And spent an awful lot of time over the last 30 years before Julian moved out of Atlanta. But we used to sit around and talk about all kinds of race things because that's just we just did. We just his father, Horace Mann Bond, who was one of the people who was instrumental in turning Atlanta University Center into what it is with all the colleges and universities there. So we would sit around some nights and just talk. James and Julian and Steve Smith and J. Anthony Brown and me and a couple other white people, we'd sit around and talk about race and talk about this and talk about that.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that Julian especially hates, and I certainly understand this, is what I refer to as a house Negro.
Yes.
Somebody that the white folk will pick. You know, in 68, Julian was elected to the Georgia General Assembly as a senator, and they refused to seat him because of his anti-war stance, anti-Vietnam War stance. And it took a court order to get Julian seated as a Georgia state senator. So, and the family, the Bond family, has a history of focusing on education and uplifting not just black folk but white folk too. But you know what it's like. If you're an African American, not only do you have to educate yourself, you've got to educate white people.
All right.
So you know, I've been there, done that, and this Armstrong Williams person is the type of person, since you brought up Julian, the type of person that Julian or James or Mrs. Bond or some of these people would walk to the other side of the street to get away from.
Do you know Julian? And it wasn't him alone. Let's see, James Brown, the commentator, I believe, was on the panel that
mm-hmm,
night.
Mm-hmm.
Eyes rolled to the heavens when he spoke. I mean, honestly, that man. And then when they were speaking about the civil rights era, Julian questioned Armstrong specifically, and said, "Well, don't you remember?" He says, "Well, no, I wasn't around there." He says, "But you lived in the South. You were
mm-hmm.
from the South." Well, I was on a farm. I didn't see that.
Right.
I didn't know.
Right.
I mean, and he, like you said, it all. He is laughed at. Very much.
I know. I know. He really is. It's a shame. And
it's an Uncle Tom. He's
it offends me.
Negro. He.
Right. He offends me because he is, I mean, we're in the same business, more or less, and I honestly believe that someone like Bill Bennett, who is a talk show host now, when he's all his morality stuff, and then you find out he's a gambler, Rush Limbaugh, you find out he's a drug user. I wonder what they're going to find out about Sean Hannity. Eventually, they're going to find out something about him. But that's where Armstrong, to me, is just irritates me. The fact that he's a talk show host, and now it turns out that he's on the take And I'm
who surprised me.
Who is there left to trust?
That didn't surprise me. That seems like his character.
It does indeed. It does indeed. Lynn, thanks for checking in.
Okay.
All right. You have a nice evening. Take care. Wendy is calling from Miami Beach. Hey, Wendy, welcome to the program.
Thank you. How
Mike.
Are you, Mr. Moy?
No, just call me Mike.
How are you, Mike? It's an honor that you know Julian Bond. Wow, that's
Real well. And like I say, it's not because I'm anything. It's just because having lived in Atlanta for over 30 years and working in media and stuff, you know, you get to know folks. And that's just the way it works out. John Lewis, the representative here, John Lewis, who had his head cracked open at the Edmund Pettus Bridge on the March to Selma. He happens to be a good friend, too. But Atlanta happens to be one of the smallest cities. How do they say it? It's the biggest small town in the world, you know.
Atlanta's green. We're concrete now.
There you go.
Atlanta's
true.
Green.
That's true.
We're
trying to
get some fresh air.
They're trying to pave the whole city over. In 35 years that I've been here, it's gone from a green, a garden, it's not as bad as Miami, but we're getting there.
Our trees are dying. They've got viruses in them. They've got big holes in the bark. They're dying as they stand. The nuclear train goes by every day, and it's really eating up all the oxygen.
Yeah, well, but no surprise there.
Well, to get back to the concrete later, but the whole thing seems to be all the money is being invested by the Economic Security Council. The World Bank's money is, of course, invested by the World Bank's Economic Security Council, and I would love to see the World Bank's World Court investigate the investments.
Yeah, well, that'll never happen.
Why not?
Well, because it's not just American corporatists and fascists that run things on this planet. There's some Brits, there's some French, there's some Russian, there's some Japanese. You know, I mean,
there's some wannabes out there, right?
If you're in that if you're in that class, if you're at that level, you know, there's not going to be any investigation.
Right.
Nobody's going to investigate you. Hey, Wendy, got a break here.
Oppressus, regressus.
There you go.
Subjectus, and where's the world skill education? You tell me, because that's economic security.
It is indeed. Wendy, thanks for checking in.
Be blessed, Mr. Malloy. Thank you for being on the air.
Absolutely. As long as they don't fire me. Thanks, Wendy. All right, quick break here. We'll be back. We're going to continue your phone calls. We also have some sound for you of Bush today nominating former Senators Connie Mack and John Breaux to be on this federal tax reform panel. And some of the things he said, not about federal tax reform, but about Iraq, you will find cynically and brutally amusing. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America.
People either loved her or hated her.
A crime of passion.
Do you want a gun?
A random clue. A new detective.
Don't get into any trouble.
Who, me?
Kelly Martin is a mystery woman, a bookstore owner who reads between the lines.
Everything is pointing to her. Her gun, her lies.
The Hallmark Channel Mystery Movie. Mystery Woman premieres Friday night at 9, 8 Central on Hallmark Channel. Get a clue at hallmarkchannelmysteries.com.
Until recently, men have had only two options to improve their performance in the bedroom. Take a prescription drug that works quickly but only lasts for a few hours, or take a natural supplement that can take up to 4 weeks to work. But now there's a new option. In a recent medically supervised anecdotal study, over 96% of the participants who took Proton Extreme reported an increase in libido and erectile strength. Each participant was given a one-week supply. Some of the younger men had a response in just a few hours, others in just a few days. Regardless of your age, if you want to boost your libido quickly and naturally, then take the Proton test yourself. Results are guaranteed.
Call now for your risk-free supply. 1-800-399-6763. That's 1-800-399-6763. 9 out of 10 men have success with Proton. Now it's your turn. Call 1-800-399-6763. Again, 1-800-399-6763.
When I wear black, even a little dandruff shows, and my old dandruff shampoo just wasn't doing enough. I still had flakes, and my scalp felt dry and itchy. So I switched to Celsin Blue Moisturizing Shampoo with aloe and moisturizers.
Doctor-recommended Celsin Blue has a proven ingredient to relieve dandruff, plus it keeps hair and scalp healthy and itch-free.
If your dandruff shampoo can't handle black, do what I did. Switch to Celsin Blue Moisturizing Shampoo.
Never wear black without the blue. Celsin Blue. Use as directed.
Planet check.
The facts are cooking on global warming.
2004 is the fourth hottest year on record, and that would not be remarkable if the other nine of the top ten hadn't been in the last 15 years.
That's Dave Hamilton, Director of Global Warming and Energy Programs for Sierra Club.
Just in 2004, we've seen kind of an explosion in the science on global warming. We're finding out that the oceans may be absorbing carbon dioxide to an unhealthy level that may change its chemical composition.
The Arctic study shows the melting of the polar ice caps and glaciers.
Weather anomalies continue to happen that have been predicted for years.
Scientists are not surprised.
What they are surprised about is how fast it's happening and how severe the effects are that we have already seen. We simply know so much now that it's irresponsible not to take action.
That's Planet Check.
Planet Check is made possible thanks to Puramind, the Institute for Advanced Digital Audio Training. Puramind is a certified Apple and DigiDesign training location. Believe in your music. Puramind.com.
If you think it's too late in life to earn the college degree you want, listen to this. Now you can go to a college designed for busy working adults. It's University of Phoenix, the nation's largest private accredited university. In most cases, you can earn a bachelor's or master's degree in just 2 to 3 years. To find out how, call 1-800-853-4433. At over 140 University of Phoenix campuses nationwide, the small classroom settings are designed for working adults with busy lives. With their efficient learning model, you'll cover more material in less time, going to convenient classes in the evening or on the weekend. At University of Phoenix, you can do this. For a complimentary brochure on degree programs in business, technology, nursing, education, and more, call University of Phoenix now. 1-800-853-4433. Offer not valid in Tennessee or Nevada. Programs vary by campus. Classes are forming, so call now. 1-800-853-4433. That's 1-800-853-4433.
Are you a diabetic? Do you have Medicare or private insurance? If you do, here's some great news that could save you time and money. If you're required to test your blood sugar, iCare may be able to provide your supplies at no cost to you. Here's why. We work with Medicare and most private insurances to determine your maximum coverage benefits, so we can ship your supplies free right to your door. So I want you to call us right now. 800-720-5868. 800-720-5868. So if you have diabetes, we make it real easy for you here at iCare. We are an approved Medicare provider, and we do all the paperwork, so all you have to do is call. Toll free, 800-720-5868. 800-720-5868. That's 800-720-5868. Remember, at iCare, we care.
Truth, justice, and the American way. It's more of Mike Malloy.
It's about 9 before the hour. A word of caution here. We live in America. We live in the United States of America. And racism in this country is, you know, just a millimeter below the surface, always. I don't care where you are, northeast, southwest, doesn't make any difference. So I think that has to be considered as we go after Armstrong, no matter who does it, whether it's USA Today or me or some of your emails or phone calls. Sorry, but that's a fact of life in this country. It's one thing to attack, and I think it's justifiable, to attack somebody who presents himself as a journalist or a columnist or a talk show host or whatever who's really on the take for the Bush crime family. That's fair to go after them. But the fact that Armstrong has a bit of African descent in him, sometimes that unleashes in white people, and you all know what I'm talking about. Come on, don't sit there with that look on your face like, what's he talking about? White people have to be real careful in checking out their own mind, their own motivation, when they start talking about some black hustler. It's easy for white folks to talk about a white hustler, but keep in mind what white people do. Here's what white people do. When a black man does something criminal, whites tend to judge the entire black family, the entire black race, with what that one person did. Whereas blacks don't do it that way. Black folk, if a white man does something that's illegal, they tend to judge him individually. So, and black folk understand this. You know, that every time somebody, you have an Armstrong Williams who does what he does, and that opens him up. And see, Republicans know this. The Bush crime family, they know this. They know that if they put an incompetent like Condoleezza Rice in as National Security Director and now as Secretary of State, the white folk have to walk on eggs and bend over backward and not criticize Condoleezza Rice's incompetence, because if they do, they're open to a charge of racism. Now, Republicans know that. Republicans are geniuses about working this race thing. And the fact is, the truth is, this is the United States of America. Let's be real. Let's be real, okay? That's all I ask for on this program. Let's be real. Let's be real. Going after Armstrong Williams because he's a whore is fine. That's cool. But white folk have got to just take a look at the enthusiasm that we use in going after Armstrong Williams. Do you understand what I am saying? I think you do. So be careful now. Be cool. Right? Right? Huh? You know what I'm talking about. Come on. Come on. All right, where are we? Susan is calling from Portland, Oregon. Susan, welcome to the program.
Hi, Mike.
Hey, Susan.
I got a little message both for the Bushies and for the American people.
All right, let's hear it.
For the Bushies, it's two dates, 1789 and 1917. As they do their thing, they would be well to remember them.
Now, that was 1789 was the acceptance, the ratification of the Constitution?
No, the French Revolution.
Oh, well, here, chalk up one for Malloy's brilliance tonight.
Or at least I'm pretty sure, yeah.
All right, and 1917 was the Russian Revolution.
You bet.
I got that. Hey, I got a 50%. All right.
Now, if you do yours, with the Bushies, if you provide a way for nice, peaceful change,
right,
the most that's going to happen is you get thrown out on your butt and you're out of power for a while.
Mm-hmm.
If you make it really difficult, like the French did or the Russians did, well, there is always a Madame Guillotine or her equivalent waiting.
Yeah, that's very true.
Remember that.
That's very true. Of course, the difference here is that the French aristocracy did not have access to the U.S. military, and the Bush crime family does. So if and as far as the Russian aristocracy, they had the Red Army turn against them. So I hear what you're saying, but I think it should be pointed out to people in the Bush administration, but I don't think they give a damn, because they just think to themselves, no, you people are crazy. We control the military, not the people, not
we
the peasants.
Control history, though.
Well, that's very true.
Yeah. My other message is to the American people.
All right.
For some reason, maybe it's because I grew up in Seattle, where I expected to get nailed by a Russian atom bomb at any time.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. September 11th, yes, it was horrible.
Mm-hmm.
I did not develop the mass psychosis the entire United States seems to have dived into. My message to America is, okay, it was horrible.
Mm-hmm.
It was awful. People died. Live with it. Get over it. Move on.
Well, what we should have done is track down whoever was left of the killers, although according to the official story, all the killers died. The people who bombed everything died in the explosions. We used to have a rule of law in this country, and rule of law says if you conspire to commit murder and commit the murder, then you're as guilty as the person who pulled the trigger or flew the airplane into the building. So what it should have been was an international policing action. And the rest of the world would have assisted us. The rest of the world that understands terrorism, like the Israelis, like the Palestinians, like the British, like the Irish, like, you know, name a place that hasn't suffered terrorism. They would have helped us. They would have helped us track down the ringleaders, organizers. We could have brought them to justice. And if the justice was the firing squad or to be hanged or life in prison, so be it. But the Bush crime family is not about justice. They're about greed and money and death and destruction. That's what they're about. And you and I both know that. I think most people know that. Susan, I have to leave you there. Thank you for calling. Thanks for checking in. You have a nice evening. Quick break, folks. We'll be back. I'm Mike Malloy.
Emerging research suggests you consume substantial quantities of tomatoes every day to reduce your risk of cancer.
5 tomatoes every day?
To get your daily dose, try Lycomeda.
Day after day.
All the power of 5 whole tomatoes in one little pill. With lycopene and all the other antioxidants found naturally in the tomato.
You're talking 152 tomatoes a month?
The power of 5 tomatoes in one little pill.
That's 1,825 tomatoes a year.
Look for Vitamin Shop brand lycopene with Lycomeda in your local vitamin shop.
Hi, this is Willie Nelson from Normal. For 30 years, Normal has provided a voice for the millions of Americans who smoke marijuana responsibly. Thousands of sick and dying patients find marijuana effective as a medicine, including cancer, MS, and AIDS patients. 9 states have legalized its use. To learn how you can help, contact Normal at www.norml.org or call toll-free at 888-67-NORML.
Air America Radio News, I'm Bill Crowley, 40 years late. After the killings of 3 civil rights workers in 1964 in Mississippi, the first man to face murder charges in that case today proclaimed his innocence loudly and clearly. Edgar Ray Killen declared not guilty 3 times in a courtroom in Mississippi. The 79-year-old is being held without bond, awaiting a hearing on Wednesday. Killen is charged in the shooting deaths of James Cheney, Andrew Goodman, and Michael Schwerner in a rural area in Mississippi. Their bodies eventually recovered from a makeshift grave. The case outlined in the movie Mississippi Burning. Soon after today's arraignment, the courthouse had to be cleared by authorities who said they'd gotten a bomb threat, but nothing was found. Senator John Kerry expected to visit a polling place in the West Bank on Sunday as Palestinians hold elections to pick a new leader. Kerry, who lost to Bush in November, is on a 2-week trip to the Middle East. So far, he's visited Baghdad and met with military leaders in Iraq. The Palestinians are replacing Yasser Arafat, who died in November. While in the region, Kerry also meeting with Prime Minister Ariel Sharon, the 4-term senator, also visiting Kuwait, Syria, Jordan, and Egypt. A 10-man jury, 4 officers and 6 enlisted men, has now been seated for the court-martial of the accused ringleader in the Abu Ghraib prisoner abuse scandal. Army Specialist Charles Grainer is the first soldier to be tried in the case. Opening statements scheduled to be heard Monday. 7 jurors have to agree before a verdict is reached. Grainer was seen in some of the most notorious photos from Abu Ghraib, including one in which he's giving a thumbs up behind a pile of naked Iraqi prisoners. The former prison guard, also accused of physically abusing some detainees and knocking out one of them by punching him in the temple. When the U.S. Supreme Court returns from the holiday break on Monday, Chief Justice William Rehnquist will not be there presiding. Rehnquist has already missed arguments in 25 cases as he receives treatment for thyroid cancer. He says he is still hoping, though, to administer the oath of office to Bush at the January 20th inauguration. George W. Bush today remains upbeat about Iraq's upcoming election, speaking to reporters in the Oval Office. Bush said he believes the elections will be a hopeful experience and a big moment for the Iraqi people. The vote is only about 3 weeks away. Bush says a small number of insurgents are trying to hinder the elections in Iraq because they fear freedom. Help and kibbles are on the way to Baghdad. Dog lovers around the country responding to a plea from Army Reserve Captain Gabriella Cook. She wrote in an email that Iraqi police dogs at a Baghdad training center were starving. Now the Las Vegas Valley Humane Society is arranging shipment of pallets of donated dry dog food. This is Air America Radio News.
Fact. Omega-3s are important for a healthy heart, mind, and joints. Fact. The fish that are the richest source of omega-3s are often contaminated with mercury and other toxins. Fact. TriOmega removes toxins with an advanced process no ordinary omega-3 supplement can match. Fact. If you want to be sure it's pure, get TriOmega. In fact, if it doesn't say TriOmega, throw it back.
It's ironic. They're called answering machines, but they never give you answers. Oh, sure, they tell you so-and-so isn't here right now, but you have no idea where they went or when they'll be back. Of course, with GEICO, you won't talk to an answering machine. They have thousands of car insurance specialists standing by, so you always get answers from a real live person. No wondering, no waiting, no irony.
GEICO's customer satisfaction stands at 97%. How would you rate your car insurance company? GEICO, 1-800-947-AUTO.
I thought, boy, we got straight next Wednesday night.
What America needs is affordable health insurance.
Finding affordable health insurance for you and your family, it's on everybody's mind right now. And if you're self-employed, it's on your mind too. Well, I found a company you can call right now and get the affordable health insurance coverage you're looking for. The Midwest National Life Insurance Company of Tennessee. Write this number down. 800-475-9853. 800-475-9853. They specialize in helping entrepreneurs of all kinds and those of us who run small businesses or don't get health insurance where we work to protect our families with the health insurance we need. And if you have a COBRA plan that's about to expire, we can help you too. So call us right now. 800-475-9853. 800-475-9853. Not available in all states.
The Radio Shack Glossary of Electronics. Today's term, the boomerang. It's when someone sells you the wrong accessory or a no-name thing that simply goes kaput.
Excuse me, this didn't work.
Bummer.
They didn't sell you an electronic accessory, my friend. They sold you a boomerang, because it's coming back to that store. But at Radio Shack, we give you easy answers by carrying a bigger selection of quality accessories for all major brands of electronics. So you'll come back because you want to, not because you have to. Radio Shack, you've got questions, we got answers.
Hi, this is Steve Earle. What kind of radio network would give an ex-con Pinko Hillbilly a radio show? Air America, that's who. Each week, me and my friends get together to play our favorite music and maybe even talk about politics. This week on The Revolution Starts Now, my guest is record producer Peter Collins on Air America Radio. Join us every Sunday evening for The Revolution Starts Now.
Revolution starts now.
Emerging research suggests...
Welcome back. It's about 7 past the hour. All right, I want to do... There's three cuts here for you that we want to play very quickly. Bush was out today spending some of his political capital. naming former U.S. Senators Connie Mack of Florida and John Breaux of Louisiana to be on this this thing called the Federal Tax Reform Panel. This is a way to figure out how to shift more of the tax burden to middle class or working class people and relieve the tax burden from more of the top 5%, 10% of income earners in this country. That's what they mean by federal tax reform. There's got to be a way, these guys figure, to dump the entire tax load on the lower 75 to 90% of wage earners or income earners. Now, the reporters who are there, who dutifully stand there and listen to this garbage about Connie Mack and John Breaux, then they get to why they're really there. They want to know about the upcoming Iraqi elections. I don't know why, but they do want to know. And they want to know if Bush is concerned that forcing the elections now might lead to even more violence, which a lot of people are pointing out. But Bush is being the moron that he is, you know, it doesn't matter. Like he said many times, he listens to his staff. So one of the crack White House press corps says, Mr. President, former National Security Advisor Brent Scowcroft had a gloomy assessment about Iraq's elections. He said that they would probably deepen the conflict, increase the divisions between Shiite and Sunni, and that Iraq would slip into an incipient civil war. Do you share those concerns?
Quite the opposite. I think elections will be such a incredibly hopeful experience for the Iraqi people. Remember, these are people that live in a society where if they didn't toe the line of the leadership, they'd be tortured or killed or maimed. And all of a sudden, a new way of life is being introduced into Iraq.
See, he does it. It's so funny. Even though it's about torturing, killing, and maiming, it's still funny as hell. This guy is just a natural-born comedian. Remember, these are people living in a society where if they didn't toe the line of the leadership, they'd be tortured or killed or maimed. Hello, George? George, look over here at the cue card. What does it say? Oh, it says we're doing the torturing, killing, and maiming. That's right. That's right. And then he says, all of a sudden, a new way of life is being introduced in Iraq. Oh, okay. Now the torturers are not brown-skinned Iraqis. They're fairly light-skinned Americans. Okay, there's a few dark-skinned Americans here. Let me rephrase it. They're not Iraqis doing the torture. They're not Saddamites doing the torturing. It's Americans. The killers and torturers are Americans now. 100,000 Iraqis dead. That's just since the war started. We are responsible for more dead Iraqis than Saddam ever was. Oh, never mind. Now, he goes on, continuing the question about the Iraqi elections. The reporter says, General Metz says he can't guarantee that every Iraqi wants to vote will be able to vote because of security. Can there be a legitimate election, Mr. President, if not everybody is able to vote? Now, the insanity, oh, you're way ahead of me, aren't you? Can there be a legitimate election if not everybody is able to vote?
I know it's hard, but it's hard for a reason.
Oh.
And the reason it's hard is because there are a handful of folks who fear freedom. And it was hard leading up to the Afghan elections, as you remember. Democracy is hard.
Need some work.
Our own country's had a history of kind of a bumpy road toward democracy. And we'll do the very best we can, but what is important is that the Iraqi people, for the first time, have a chance to vote.
Can the people of Ohio have one too, George? Since we're giving out chances to vote, can the people of Ohio have one? Now, this last one, this is one of those answers that is so ironic. It staggers the brain. This is where people like me come to the conclusion that Bush is an absolute moron. Now, I know a lot of you say, no, he's on top of everything. He comes across like a moron, but he's on top of everything. Okay, he's still talking about voting in Iraq, right? He's continuing here to talk about the importance of free elections in Iraq. Listen to this.
This administration firmly believes that if people are given a right to express themselves in a ballot, in the ballot box, in the public square, and through a free and open press, it'll lead to peace. if we step back and allow for tyrannies to exist and people not to be free, the world our children will grow up in will be a hostile world.
Really? That hostile world, the one that you and your Tejano are creating, the one that you and your Secretary of Defense are creating, the one that you and your new Secretary of State are creating, the one that you and your generals and your misuse of the military are creating, is that the hostile world you're talking about there, Haas? It's incredible. This administration firmly believes that people are given the right to express themselves in the ballot box. My God. So for those of you who really do believe that Bush knows you know what he's doing, I respectfully spit on your shoes. No, he doesn't. He's a moron. He's an absolute, total moron. And I know a lot of otherwise intelligent pundits want to convince us that Bush knows what he's doing. He may know the broad outlines of what he's doing, but he's a moron. He's a complete moron. Only a moron would stand there and make those kinds of statements so that a talk show host like me could run him back in his face on a national talk show. Only a moron would do that. Bill Clinton never did that. See, Clinton had his weirdness too, but he did, the only place he got caught was, well, you know, it was rainy afternoon. I didn't know what to do. Hillary's off somewhere. You know, she showed me her thong. You know, Clinton never made a statement like this that was just heavy with irony that could be tossed back at him. That's why he drove the right wing crazy. But, of course, it didn't matter. I mean, Clinton was willing to spend his rainy Saturday afternoons in the Oval Office with you-know-who. Moron. All right. Last thing here, then we take a break, then your phone calls, and that is the White House still refuses to provide senators documents on Attorney General nominee Alberto Gonzalez's role in the decision to allow terrorism of detainees. You remember that Patrick Leahy said that the way the interrogations were conducted is tantamount to torture. And Leahy, I left this out yesterday, but did you catch this? Leahy said to Gonzalez, this smirking, baby-faced murderer. Leahy said, well, I hope things will be different if you are confirmed, Judge Gonzalez. You hope things will be different? Oh, my God. Then Leahy said to Gonzalez, further on in the testimony, now, Gonzalez's story is, you know, he's the son of Mexican immigrants, and oh my, well, gee, that's real impressive. How many people are not the children of immigrants in this country? You know, so what? But Leahy said, referring to the Mexican immigrant background, he said, I want to make clear how inspiring your life story is. Saying that to Gonzalez. Here's inspiring? And some of you folks do wonder why Democrats make me want to throw up. Senate Democrats, House Democrats make me, with a few exceptions, 33 in the House and one in the Senate. Your life story is inspiring. I want to make clear, Leahy said, how inspiring your life story is, especially that part there about how you and Bush, back when he was governor, gleefully sent how many? 143 people to their deaths, executed. And any law project will tell you that probably 20% of those folks were innocent. And I want to say how inspiring your life story is when you and Bush sat around and Cheney and the rest of the killers and decided to alter U.S. policy to be inclusive of torture. Yeah, you're inspiring. All the way to the White House, Leahy said, is a tribute to you and your family. Aw, isn't that sweet? Kumbaya, my lord, kumbaya. Kumbaya, my lord, kumbaya.
Kumbaya.
Emerging research suggests you consume substantial quantities of tomatoes every day to reduce your risk of cancer.
Five tomatoes every day?
To get your daily dose, try Lycomato.
Day after day.
All the power of five whole tomatoes in one little pill. With lycopene and all the other antioxidants found naturally in the tomato.
You're talking 152 tomatoes a month?
The power of five tomatoes in one little pill.
That's 1,825 tomatoes a year.
Look for Vitamin Shoppe brand lycopene with Lycomato in your local vitamin shop.
Until recently, men have had only two options to improve their performance in the bedroom. Take a prescription drug that works quickly but only lasts for a few hours, or take a natural supplement that can take up to 4 weeks to work. But now there's a new option. In a recent medically supervised anecdotal study, over 96% of the participants who took Proton Extreme reported an increase in libido and erectile strength. Each participant was given a one-week supply. Some of the younger men had a response in just a few hours, others in just a few days. Regardless of your age, if you want to boost your libido quickly and naturally, then take the Proton test yourself. Results are guaranteed.
Call now for your risk-free supply. 1-800-399-6763. That's 1-800-399-6763. 9 out of 10 men have success with Proton. Now it's your turn. Call 1-800-399-6763. Again, 1-800-399-6763.
When I wear black, even a little dandruff shows. And my old dandruff shampoo just wasn't cutting it. I still had flakes and dry scalp. So I switched to Celsin Blue Moisturizing Shampoo with aloe and moisturizers. Doctor recommended Celsin Blue has a proven ingredient to relieve dandruff. Plus, it keeps my hair and scalp healthy and flake-free.
If you see flakes, try Celsin Blue. Celsin Blue Moisturizing Dandruff Shampoo.
I'm telling you, it really works.
Never wear black without the blue. Celsin Blue. Use as directed.
Want to turn your car into a stealth fighter? Invisible to all types of speed detection equipment, including radar and laser? Well, now you can with Phaser. With a range of up to 3 miles, the Phaser guarantees that you will avoid all types of speed traps. In fact, the manufacturer will even pay your fine if you get a ticket. More than a mere radar detector. The Phaser works by bouncing a mixture of radar signals and invisible infrared pulses to confuse the computer inside the radar or laser gun. The Phaser is the ultimate way to avoid costly speeding tickets. In fact, it has been made illegal in some states, so call now for details. Remember, the Phaser is guaranteed or your speeding ticket is paid. So if you never want to worry about hearing this again, go stealth and get the Phaser today.
To order risk-free, call now 866-794-6495. That's 866-794-6495. Call 866-794-6495.
Not available in California, Minnesota, Nebraska, Virginia, Oklahoma, or Washington, D.C. Certain restrictions apply to guarantee. Call for details.
Planet Check. Planet Check.
The facts are cooking on global warming.
2004 is the fourth hottest year on record, and that would not be remarkable if the other 9 of the top 10 hadn't been in the last 15 years.
That's Dave Hamilton, Director of Global Warming and Energy Programs for Sierra Club.
Just in 2004, we've seen kind of an explosion in the science on global warming. We're finding out that the oceans may be absorbing carbon dioxide to an unhealthy level that may change its chemical composition.
The Arctic study shows the melting of the polar ice caps and glaciers.
Weather anomalies continue to happen that have been predicted for years.
Scientists are not surprised.
What they are surprised about is how fast it's happening and how severe the effects are that we have already seen. We simply know so much now that it's irresponsible not to take action.
That's Planet Check.
Planet Check is made possible thanks to Puramind, the Institute for Advanced Digital Audio Training. Puramind is a certified Apple and DigiDesign training location. Believe in your music. Puramind.com.
If you think it's too late in life to earn the college degree you want, listen to this. Now you can go to a college designed for busy working adults. It's University of Phoenix, the nation's largest private accredited university. In most cases, you can earn a bachelor's or master's degree in just 2 to 3 years. To find out how, call 1-866-431-3600 at over 140 University of Phoenix campuses nationwide. The small classroom settings are designed for working adults with busy lives. With their efficient learning model, you'll cover more material in less time, going to convenient classes in the evening or on the weekend. At University of Phoenix, you can do this. For a complimentary brochure on degree programs in business, technology, nursing, education, and more, call University of Phoenix now, 1-866-431-3600. Offer not valid in Tennessee or Nevada. Programs vary by campus. Classes are forming, so call now, 1-866-431-3600. That's 1-866-431-3600.
And now, the man conservatives love to hate, it's Mike Malloy.
Hey, I just want to go back to this one soundbite that we played a second ago and just play the first sentence. Let's hear it again, Kathy.
This administration firmly believes that if people are given a right to express themselves in a ballot, in the ballot box, in the public square, and through a free and open press, it'll lead to peace.
A free and open press? In Iraq, where the United States military there has shut down how many newspapers, how many television stations, how many radio stations that were broadcasting against the occupation by American forces, who were writing against Paul Bremer's, whatever the hell he considered himself, the proconsul for the American Empire, right? A free... an open press? You see, this is where I truly believe the people that say Bush is the evil genius who tries to come across as a moron. No, sorry. He's such an ignorant man, isn't he? He is such an ignorant man. I it's astonishing. He's such an ignorant man. And he is a magnet, is he not, for all the ignorance that is rampant in this country. Oh, well. All right. Back to your calls here. Jerry is calling from Long Island. Jerry, welcome to the program.
Yeah, hi, Mike. Thank you very much.
It's sure.
It's a pleasure to talk to you. Yeah, I'd like to praise, well, I'm not going to even touch on Bush. I mean, he's a moron, you're right. But anyway, I'd like to praise and compliment the great political courage and spine of California Senator Barbara Boxer and her historic gutsy decision to refuse to certify Ohio's presidential electors. Now, I think that was great, but, and you knew there was a buck coming, I cannot criticize enough the wimpiness and spinelessness that I saw displayed yesterday by virtually all the other Democratic politicians in the U.S. Senate, including my own New York senators, Hillary Clinton and Charles Schumer. What the hell was wrong with them? Why could they not join Senator Boxer and the 33 members of the House of Representatives, including Stephanie Tubbs Jones, who wrote the letter to Senator Boxer? Why could Hillary not join?
You want the quick answer? Hillary and Schumer are not Democrats.
Yeah, well, this is the whole thing. It's like you've discussed before. It's like the two parties are morphing into each other. And that's not the only example of spinelessness on the part of Democrats. Look what's happening with the Alberto Gonzalez nomination or the torture memos Gonzalez, call them, nomination. I mean, look how many Democrats are poised to confirm him. And why? A man who approves of torture, a man who tries to find legal definitions of torture just so people can engage in torture and beat the rap is basically what it comes down to. And you have, it's my understanding that Hillary is poised to vote for him and Charles Schumer is poised to vote for him.
Well, yeah, well, don't forget that the Hillary and Schumer were just totally on board to Bernard Kerik.
Yeah, well, they probably figured Bernard Kerik was better than Giuliani. I don't know what they figured with Bernard Kerik, but I mean, this guy in many ways is worse than, or just
well, he is. Yeah, he is.
Just as bad as the guy he's replacing.
So, what's your answer? Why do you think?
Yeah.
that these two so-called liberal Democrats, that's how they're tagged, although that's nonsense. But here you have Charles Schumer and Hillary Clinton, two senators from New York. Why do you suppose that they are going to vote aye for Gonzalez?
Well, I think it's probably the sort of thing that Randy Rhodes talks about on her show. There's probably some horse trading going on. Maybe they think they're going to get more money for New York in terms of there's still money that's owed to New York from September 11th.
So in other words, they're just like Armstrong Williams. They're whores.
Yeah, political whores. Yeah.
Right,
and
okay.
It's disgusting. And this is why I keep having to ask myself, why should I vote Democratic? I mean, the
you
Democrats
shouldn't.
Want me to join them. I voted for John Kerry, and look what John Kerry turned around and did. He conceded so quickly. He gave up more quickly than Al Gore. I mean, at least Al Gore put up some kind of a fight in Florida.
What I have decided to do, I no longer consider myself a Democrat, not at all. I'll find some place to land. In the meantime, if an election...
Like being an independent like me.
Well, yeah, independent, probably, but I'm part of the herd instinct. You know, I'm so human, it almost makes me sick. You know, I want to hang out with other people, and I want to work in coalitions. I want to try to put things together. So, you know, I'm looking for a party. It may be the Greens.
Green Party.
Yeah, it may be. I've got to do some studying, because being a Democrat all my life, I tended to block out not so much the horrors that the Democratic Party were perpetrating, but I tended to block out, third, fourth, fifth, sixth parties. You know, I don't want to hear about it. I'm a Democrat, believing, and my belief was righteous as far as I was concerned, believing that somehow I, with my little candle, could light the way and help the Democratic Party get back to what it was in before I was born. I mean, that's the Democratic Party that I was attached to, the Democratic Party that maybe exists in mythology. But it was the Democratic Party that did an awful lot of good in the 30s and 40s and 50s and 60s.
Lost its way. Yeah.
Well, it's I don't think it's lost its way, Jerry. I think it's just become a huge corrupt pile of snot. It's just awful. Hey, we got a boogie. Thanks for checking in, Jerry.
Okay, thank you very
appreciate
much.
Your call. Take care.
Do you know where your children are on the internet? In the U.S., thousands of children are affected by internet crimes every day across the country. You can help prevent crimes against innocent children on the web. Help educate our children.
Join the PCP, Printer Cartridge Recycling Program. Don't toss that cartridge. Call 1-866-STOP-ABUSE.
It doesn't cost anything to participate. Don't just make a difference. Be the difference.
You can be the difference in preventing internet crimes across the nation. It is an effective project for schools, corporations, businesses, offices, private homes, and best of all, the environment.
Don't toss.
For every cartridge you return, the Child Abuse Unit receives a dollar towards the education on Internet safety.
You can help prevent crimes against innocent children on the web. Educate your children.
And remember, it doesn't cost anything to participate. Don't just make a difference. Be the difference.
You can be the difference in protecting us and promoting Internet safety. Don't toss.
Sponsored by the Child Abuse Unit, SPCC, 1-866-STOP-ABUSE. For more information, go to childabuseunit.com. Keep our children safe on the Internet. Childabuseunit.com.
We all know face-to-face meetings aren't always possible, and conference calls can be so ineffective. The solution is simple. Meet online with GoToMeeting. With GoToMeeting, hosting online meetings has never been so easy or affordable. You can present, demonstrate, or collaborate online by showing your computer screen to colleagues, clients, or even friends from anywhere. It's just like you were in the same room. You're not charged per minute like other online meeting providers, such as WebEx, so hold as many meetings as you need for as long as you want for one low rate. Plus, your conference calling is free. GoToMeeting is so easy to use. After a two-minute setup, you can set up meetings in seconds. So try GoToMeeting and meet away from anywhere. For a special time-limited free 30-day trial with unlimited usage, visit GoToMeeting.com, click on the Radio Listeners button, and use America as your promo code. That's GoToMeeting.com. Radio listeners button, promo code America. Try GoToMeeting free today. You'll love it.
Dear citizens, it is not only among enemies that ignorance substitutes for intelligence. Anger is more common than understanding, prejudice more common than tolerance, and conflict more common than peace. Neglect for healing the world with wisdom is reflected in the broken body of every soldier, civilian and vain argument. And as the blood of combat spills from the spirit of antagonism that flows from concepts we fail to scrutinize, war, as the offspring of our habits, continues to defy peace as the destiny of change. This is Gola Wolf Richards inviting you to contemplate Silver Lessons for Global Conflict Resolution at mottocitizens.com. War continues based on power we fail to assume, for peace we neglect to learn. Learn to engender the United States of mind. Orchestrate a concert of character for peace. Contemplate Silver Lessons at mottocitizens.com.
Hi, I'm Pam Dauber. Are you falling behind in school or at work because you can't keep up with the huge volume of reading that's required? Do you feel like you're drowning in a sea of reading? Introducing IQ, the revolutionary reading and comprehension program. Today's world is supercharged and competitive. And the fact is, those that can process information efficiently will be the ones to get ahead. You see, the average person reads about 200 to 300 words per minute. But after only 12 easy 7-minute IQ sessions, many people move from reading 200 to 2,000 words per minute. Imagine what you could accomplish reading and comprehending at that speed. Don't let another day go by allowing your reading skills to hold you back. Call IQ today.
Call now. We'll send you the complete IQ computer program free for 30 days. That's 1-800-900-2657. You cover a nominal shipping fee, and the program is yours to use and evaluate for 30 days. Call now. 1-800-900-2657. That's 1-800-900-2657.
The Radio Shack Glossary of Electronics. Today's term, the boomerang. It's when someone sells you the wrong accessory or a no-name thing that simply goes kaput.
Excuse me, this didn't work.
Bummer.
They didn't sell you an electronic accessory, my friend. They sold you a boomerang, because it's coming back to that store. But at Radio Shack, we give you easy answers by carrying a bigger selection of quality accessories for all major brands of electronics. So you'll come back because you want to, not because you have to. Radio Shack. You've got questions, we've got answers.
EcoTalk.
I'm Betsy Rosenberg.
And I'm Johnny Steele.
Of EcoTalk on Air America Radio, our program covers everything you wanted to know about planet protection, from the practical to the political, but didn't know where to ask. We interview authors, activists, green business leaders, scientific experts, and occasionally ordinary folks who are making an extraordinary environmental difference.
From reuse to renewable energy, from climate change to computer recycling.
Your home for eco-health
and eco-humor.
EcoTalk.
On Air America Radio.
Proof that fish and humans can coexist peacefully. It's More of Mike Malloy.
Twenty-six before the hour. Did I put somebody on hold? No, I didn't. Okay. RB is calling from Saskatoon, Canada. RB, welcome to the program.
Hello, Mike. How are you?
Hey, doing fine. How are you?
Oh, God. Just checking in on this Alberto Gonzalez ridiculousness.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to wonder, why do they need to torture people? If they're the good guys, if they're on the side of light and goodness, why do they have to do all their deeds in darkness? And
it's the same reason that a dog sits down and licks his own crotch, because he can.
Or because they need to.
Yeah, that too. But, you know, when you have absolute power, I forget the philosopher, who was it, said power corrupts absolute, power corrupts absolutely. But there is so much truth to that, and it's being, I mean, you see it with the Bush crime family, especially with George Bush all the time. This guy should, I mean, he should not be, if he wanted to run for office, fine, he should have been nothing more than a county commission chairman. But he's, on the best of days, maybe Houston County or something, commission chairman. But here he is, George W. Bush, the most powerful individual, in more ways than one, on the planet.
Yeah.
And he has the moral guideposts of a dead man. I mean, there's nothing there. There's no there.
You've got Pat Robertson holding his hand on one side and Sun Myung-moon on the other side. So his moral moral accounting is taken care of as far as he's concerned.
Yeah.
You know, and the reason they need torture is because they have to fabricate evidence. I mean, they don't have enough evidence against these guys, right? And they want to keep them in there forever. So they got to torture some kind of confession out of them so they can have their secret trials. And that's the point behind it, because they can't prove what they're trying to claim. And just like the Russians under the Stalinist era, when every 5 years they'd have another records trial where they would just invent evidence out of thin air, out of torturing these people, just to show that to keep the Russian populace, settled down. Hey, every time you step out of line, we're going to go after you. We can take you down anyway, and there's nothing you can do about it.
Yeah.
Like that's what's going to go on again.
Yeah.
And I mean, that's the only reason for it. There's no good reason to do it if the evidence you seek is actually there and you can verify it. And because if it's done in the darkness, it's done under the covers, and there's no public light shed upon it. You can't take this at their word. But you hear it on the right wing radio talk show all the time that these people,
sure,
they're not suspect. They're already terrorists. So anything we do to them is okay.
Yeah, well, they're not human. This is what you do. You take away their humanity, and then you can do anything to them you want to do. It was done in this country to African Americans. It was done in this country to so-called Native Americans. We did it to the Japanese in World War II. For some reason, we didn't do it to the Germans. Maybe that was because they were white. We called them Huns and Jerrys and stuff like that, but we didn't dehumanize them. You know what I'm saying?
Well, we called the foreign Germans Huns and stuff, but
right.
But that was one of the reasons it took you guys 2 years to get into the war, by the way, in World War II, is because there was a pro-Nazi movement in America at the time that never was mentioned now, but they used to have rallies in Madison Square Garden, carry the Nazi flag around, and hundreds of thousands of people were registered Nazi Party members in America at the time. So, all that is conveniently forgotten in the realm of history, but this is all boiled down to, and I like it was brilliant how you said how they hide behind minorities, because Gonzalez, being a minority, they can say, you're going after him. Here you are, you Democrats, you're always talking about, people are rising from humble beginnings. Well, here's one, and they look at they put Condoleezza Rice.
Well, the part that really intrigued me about Gonzalez early on, when members of the so-called Democratic Party said they were going to oppose the Gonzalez nomination, they were immediately accused of being anti-Catholic.
Well, here you go. they've got the labels already. They're just ready to tag them on you.
Oh, sure, sure. And, the piggish American public, the part of the American public that is piggish and votes for right wingers, just eats it up. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You're anti-Catholic. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You're anti-black. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You're anti-Hispanic. Give me a break. Go away. These people make me sick.
Well, let's clear up the line for somebody else. Talk to you later.
All right. Thanks, Harvey.
Bye, Mike.
As far as torture is concerned, where did I find this today? CIA officials declined comment regarding Israeli and BBC reports of a cover-up of secret U.S. prisoner torture in Jordan. According to an Israeli newspaper, the U.S. Central Intelligence Agency is holding top al-Qaeda suspects in a top-secret interrogation facility in Jordan, while employing, quote, interrogation methods banned by U.S. law, close quote. Now, we've talked about this before. We send people to Egypt. We send them to Jordan. We send them to Syria. We also send some to Indonesia, because these countries will do things that up to this point, up to Roberto Gonzalez, the United States has been squeamish about doing officially. Now, again, I mentioned this last night. Let's not pretend here. Let's not be, more naive than we need to be. The U.S. has always involved itself in torture. It's always, since the Cold War, and probably before that. We've always been, but it was never official government policy. What Gonzalez and the Bush crime syndicate is trying to do is make it official government policy. So the Israeli newspaper Haaretz is reporting. It's reporting about the secret torture of detainees in Jordan that members of Congress know about, the United States Senate know about, but top members of the U.S. House and Senate Armed Services Committee and other leading U.S. legislators don't bring it up. See, they don't bring it up. Jordan is the toilet for some of the darker things that we do. Now, you'll notice that King Abdullah, the young guy whose father was the previous ruler of Jordan, that's what they do in some of these countries, just like Syria. When your old man dies and you get to lead, Wait a minute. That's just like America. But Abdullah, King Abdullah, you know, he's another one. He's got that little round face, and he looks kind of cute, you know. But you know that he would pull out a scimitar and just cut your head off in a second, right? Shroom. But why do you think King Abdullah is coming to this country all the time? King Abdullah has forgotten more than George Bush will ever know. You know, he may be kind of a baby-faced looking killer, but he's a bright man. King Abdullah, not Bush. He's a bright man. So he comes here and he sits in those photo ops with Bush, and you can just see him. I can see him just thinking to himself, Jesus, God in heaven, this man is a dumbass. But there's this wonderful relationship that the Bush crime family has with certain Arabic countries. You know, Saudi Arabia is another one. Of course, you know, the Bush crime family and the Saudi royal family have been business partners forever. The Bush crime family and the Osama bin Laden family have been business partners forever. You know, that, and you folks wonder why I scream and get mad every night. Same reason you do if you're paying attention to the things that you find out, just like the things I find out. You just go into a freaking rage, right? Huh? So here we have King Abdullah, another giggling killer, another little smarmy king. A king! Hey, king, what's up? What's happening? What's going on? Yo, yo, hey, talk to me. How you doing with the torture thingy? What'd you find out the other day? Jesus. So now, is it the Washington Post, New York Times, L.A. Times? Maybe they've reported this, but I haven't seen it. No, it's Haaretz that reports it. The Israeli paper reports that over the past 3 years, the Bush White House never indicated that Jordan was being used to torture people we want tortured in order to minimize leaks. Because Jordan, you know, Jordan needs us. Jordan needs us, A, for money, B, to keep the Israelis away. Right? Jordan needs us. We need Jordan because it's a torture sewer. It's one of those rape rooms that Bush is always talking about. Saddam Hussein was an amateur compared to the Syrians, the Jordanians, the Indonesians. And the Israelis are pretty good at this, too. Trust me. Okay? The Egyptians. What is it about the Middle East? Huh? What is it about the Middle East? It spawned three religions. And it's a sinkhole for death, destruction, rage, murder, mayhem, torture. Wow. Well, I think I just answered my own question. Haaretz said, referring to these people who have been picked up, their detention outside the U.S. enables CIA interrogators to apply interrogation methods that are banned by U.S. law. And to do so in a country where cooperation with the Americans is particularly close, thereby reducing the danger of leaks. Well, Haaretz could say that about the Sharon regime, too. But, of course, it won't. But the thing about Jordan, and I guess what really pisses me off is that Americans of Jordanian descent, immigrants or native-born, who have relatives back in Jordan. They know this. Come on. All these Jordanians that live in various places around the United States, they know about this. They know that their country, their government, their homeland is being used as a rape room by the Bush crime family. They know it. Why don't they speak out? Well, the reason they don't speak out here is because they will wind up there if they speak out here. Right? You see how this works? King Abdullah, sitting there talking with the George boy about, hey, George, send us some more people. We'll take care of them. By the way, I need another $1 billion to keep my people from heading for downtown Tel Aviv with bombs strapped to them. Eh? Eh? Isn't this nice? You like this? And what do you and I do? We just sit here and go, damn, which way is up? Which way is down? Wait a minute. Hello? Anybody home?
Everybody knows the boat is leaking. Everybody knows the captain lied.
People either loved her or hated her.
A crime of passion.
Do you want a gun?
A random clue.
a new detective.
Don't get him in any trouble.
Who, me?
Kelly Martin is Mystery Woman, a bookstore owner who reads between the lines.
Everything is pointing to her. Her gun, her lies.
The Hallmark Channel Mystery Movie. Mystery Woman premieres Friday night at 9, 8 Central on Hallmark Channel. Get a clue at hallmarkchannelmysteries.com.
One in four adults has high blood pressure. If you're one of them and you have a cold, Coricidin HBP has surprising news for you. The American Heart Association recognizes that decongestants found in many leading cold medicines can raise your blood pressure and interfere with blood pressure medication. So why risk it? Only decongestant-free Coricidin HBP provides a line of safe, powerful cold and flu medication specially formulated for people with high blood pressure. So make the safe choice. Coricidin HBP. Use as directed.
Until recently, men have had only two options to improve their performance in the bedroom. Take a prescription drug that works quickly but only lasts for a few hours, or take a natural supplement that can take up to 4 weeks to work. But now there's a new option. In a recent medically supervised anecdotal study, over 96% of the participants who took Proton Extreme reported an increase in libido and erectile strength. Each participant was given a one-week supply. Some of the younger men had a response in just a few hours, others in just a few days. Regardless of your age, if you want to boost your libido quickly and naturally, then take the Proton test yourself. Results are guaranteed.
Call now for your risk-free supply. 1-800-399-6763. That's 1-800-399-6763. 9 out of 10 men have success with Proton. Now it's your turn. Call 1-800-399-6763. Again, 1-800-399-6763.
If you think it's too late in life to earn the college degree you want, listen to this. Now you can go to a college designed for busy working adults. It's University of Phoenix, the nation's largest private accredited university. In most cases, you can earn a bachelor's or master's degree in just 2 to 3 years. To find out how, call 1-800-853-4433. At over 140 University of Phoenix campuses nationwide, the small classroom settings are designed for working adults with busy lives. With their efficient learning model, you'll cover more material in less time, going to convenient classes in the evening or on the weekend. At University of Phoenix, you can do this. For a complimentary brochure on degree programs in business, technology, nursing, education, and more, call University of Phoenix now. 1-800-853-4433. Offer not valid in Tennessee or Nevada. Programs vary by campus. Classes are forming, so call now. 1-800-853-4433. That's 1-800-853-4433.
Attention, Single Air America listeners. I'm here with Brush Lintball.
This is the old Brusho, Brush Lintball.
To tell you about DemocraticMatch.com. You're listening to Air America because you're intelligent, progressive, and like the thousands of members at DemocraticMatch.com, you don't drink right-wing Kool-Aid. Right, Brush?
Right-wing wackos are fine to laugh at on all their radio programs, but no one wants to date one, right?
DemocraticMatch.com is a dating site made specifically for Air America listeners and other progressive individuals who want to date those with similar worldviews.
Take it from me, folks. Democrats are smarter. Democrats are more evolved. Democrats are more fun. Democrats make better lovers. Democrats have better hearts.
This is your chance to actually meet the other people who listen to Air America, people who cherish the principles of our democracy, believe in a woman's right to choose, believe in protecting our incredible planet. In short, DemocraticMatch.com gives you the opportunity to meet a real soulmate. So what have you got to lose? Sign up today at DemocraticMatch.com.
If your debt is out of control and you are buried with credit card bills, there's a secret you should know. Debt Relief of America can eliminate up to 75% of your credit card debt. That means principal and interest gone. Here's how it works. Credit card companies don't want the average consumer to know about special policies they have to help them recover on late bills. Debt Relief of America negotiates with the credit card companies on your behalf using these secret programs so that you can eliminate up to 75% of your debt. This is more than just a reduction in interest. This means your credit card bills are gone. They do all the work for you so you get the best possible settlement. Eliminate your late fees and avoid the stigma that comes from going bankrupt. Call now for your free, no-obligation professional debt relief consultation. Call for free information now. 800-637-9841. 800-637-9841. Wipe your debt clean. Call 800-637-9841. That's 800-637-9841.
need some wood?
It's about 8 and a half before the hour. Bob is calling from Tennessee. Bob, welcome to the program.
Well, good evening, Mike.
Hey, how you doing?
I called you before and told you about this Tocqueville I met in 1970 on the platform as I was going on my way to the moratorium.
Yes.
And we had a little dialogue. Went like this. Who is this person standing on my toes? The one who's smiling about it because he knows. Yesterday he and his friends pushed me away so no one else could board the train but they. Those are bad people who almost broke my limbs. And I had to say to him, those aren't bad people, baby. They're only Americans. And who is that woman with gold dollars in her hair? The one who knows I'm poor but doesn't seem to care. For her pet's dinner, she bought a fillet willingly, while I am eating garbage that is killing me. Those are bad people who worry about being fat while I'm so thin. Those aren't bad people, baby. They're only American. It seems I read some of their history. Didn't their ancestors burn young girls for witchery? And the reason they came here, they soon defiled, forcing religious dissenters to recant or be exiled. Those were bad people who thought they could determine what was sin. Those weren't bad people, baby. They were only American. Did they not meet the natives and push them off their land, then broke each promise and treaty to which they set their hand? The only good engine's a dead engine, was their cry and hue, and until today seems to be their attitude. Those were bad people, worse than barbarians. Those weren't bad people, baby. They were only Americans. Free people from another country, they brought over here in ships to live a life of slavery under guns and whips. Then centuries later declared them to be free. But still today they're not, and they aren't fooling me. They are bad people who support the Ku Klux Klan. They aren't bad people, baby. They're only American. Have they not continued imperialism all around the earth and censored in their own land art and speech and mirth, rained violent death on innocents like tyrants of every age, and written the bloodiest chapters on history's printed page? Those are bad people who tell everyone what they can't and can. These aren't bad people, baby. They're only American. Are they not oppressing women, retarding their potential, distorting maleness, making hardness its only credential, degrading love, exploiting sex, and glorifying battle, conditioning children by schooling them like cattle? They are bad people who are dividing child, woman, and man. They aren't bad people, baby. They're only Americans.
Americans, yeah.
They rape the land and claim that all will profit and use their money to silence reason that would stop it. They poison food, water, air, plan and pay for mass destruction, subvert democratic choice and anti-poverty construction. They are bad people who make ecology a sham. They aren't bad people, baby. They're only American.
Wow, that's pretty intense.
It's a little history poem.
Yeah, it is that. It is that. Well, thanks for sharing that with us, Bob.
I'm glad you liked it.
All right, sir. Take care.
Bye. Belmont!
Belmont? Cassandra is calling from New Jersey. Hey, Cassandra, welcome to the program.
Hey, Mike.
Hey, Cassandra.
doesn't Gonzalez look like he just drove a
vanload of illegal aliens across the border. Doesn't he look like the driver in the van is like full of, you know, 250 poor people who have been smothered?
Doesn't he,
when you look at him?
Yeah, like a coyote. Or, and as long as you're stereotyping, what the hell, let me jump in here. He reminds me of one of these slick Latin American coke dealers, you know, that make $3-4 billion a year. You know, but, you know, as long as you're stereotyping, what the hell?
But listen, you know, I just want to say a couple of things. First of all, Democrats are the new House Negroes.
Well, that's the truth.
You know, when I look at them now, what I see are the Night of the Living Dead. I mean, you know, when you have someone like Patrick Leahy, you know, saying what he says, and Clinton doesn't have the, you know, courage to come out and support Boxer. I mean, that's what the party is. It's the Night of the Living Dead. But what really bothers me is, you know, that new representative from Louisiana, Vindal.
Yeah.
I mean, let's be angry, really, with these Republicans, because...
Did he win? I thought he was running for... I thought he was running for governor, and Mary Landrieu beat him. No?
Well, possibly, but he's the House of Representatives now.
Is he?
And what was shocking to me was when he got up yesterday... And, you know, you look at him, and here's a fresh face, and his parents are from India. He's first generation.
Right.
And then he comes out with that same crap, and what he said, which had me screaming at the TV, was, you know, how now these people, whenever they don't like the results, they're going to try to overturn the election. Mm-hmm. And I'm yelling at the TV, hey, does California ring a bell, buddy?
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
But it's shocking to see somebody like that.
It is indeed. Cassandra, it's time for us to take a break.
Bye, Mike.
Thanks for checking in. All right, we shall return. Back to your phone calls. Just stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy, and you've got it tuned at Air America Radio. Bless your heart.
Sunday at 9, 8 Central on VH1. Three all-new reality shows with a celebrity twist. An all-new surreal life, playing house celebrity style.
Want reality? You're about to get it.
Strange Love. Brigitte and Flay rediscover their love.
I want to give you a baby.
Celebrity Fit Club. Taking off the 10 pounds the camera adds, and then some.
My booty's too big.
VH1 Celebrity. All reality is not created equal. Starts Sunday at 9, 8 Central.
Hi, I'm Morgan Freeman. America's national park system is one of the best ideas our country ever had, and I've got a lifetime of memories to prove it. But our parks are in trouble. Inadequate funding and other pressures are risking some of America's most awe-inspiring places. To help, visit www.americansfornationalparks.org or call 1-800-NATPARK. 1-800-NAT-PARK. There's just too much to lose.
Air America Radio News, I'm Jeff Weiser. Insurgents in Iraq are continuing their attacks against U.S. forces as the country's January 30th election approaches. 7 U.S. soldiers were killed Thursday when their military vehicle hit a massive explosive device. More than 90 people, mostly Iraqi policemen, have been killed this week alone in various attacks. Since the start of the war, 1,062 U.S. troops have been killed in combat. There appears to be evidence that there is a strain on the American military brought on by overseas deployments. The commander of the U.S. Army Reserve has warned that as things stand, the Reserve will not be able to fulfill its missions in Iraq and Afghanistan and prepare for the future. Malcolm Brown reports.
The blunt assessment of the current state of the U.S. Army Reserve is contained in a leaked memo.
first reported on by the Baltimore Sun newspaper. In the document, Lieutenant General James Helmley warns that the 200,000-strong reserves are rapidly degenerating into a broken force. He puts much of the blame on what he calls dysfunctional policies, procedures and practices, whose effects are magnified by overseas deployments. Malcolm Brown, Washington.
UN Secretary General Kofi Annan is urging world leaders to produce aid quickly for the survivors of the South Asia tsunami. At an emergency international aid summit in Jakarta, Indonesia, he urged countries to come up with a nearly billion of the $4 billion that has been pledged for tsunami aid so far. The World Health Organization said survivors will die of disease if they don't get clean water and basic services by the end of the week. One of President Bush's cabinet nominees underwent a grilling from one Senate committee on Thursday. Attorney General nominee Alberto Gonzalez faced tough questions from Senate Democrats about his role in crafting U.S. legal positions on torture and the interrogation of terror suspects. But Texas Republican Senator John Cornyn defended Gonzalez and blasted his critics.
It disheartens me to see him held up to ridicule, distortions, and outright lies for being the patriot that he is.
Alberto Gonzalez said he does not condone torture and vows to abide by international treaties on the treatment of prisoners in wartime. Many drivers these days have found out the hard way that driving in snow can be nerve-wracking and in some cases dangerous. Officer Dave Volenek of the Omaha, Nebraska PD says highway entrance and exit ramps can be especially hazardous.
Sometimes the snow plows, it takes them a little extra time to get to on-ramps and off-ramps on the freeways and interstate systems. So obviously when you're exiting the freeway and entering the freeway, you need to take a little extra time, use a little extra caution on the off-ramps and on-ramps.
You're listening to Air America Radio News. I'm Jeff Weiser.
When was the last time you woke up full of energy and completely refreshed? If it's been too long, then there's an all-natural way to get the best sleep of your life guaranteed. It's called Liquid Sleep. It's a delicious apple cinnamon flavored powder you mix with water before bed. You will fall asleep faster, stay asleep longer, and reach that deep dream-filled sleep that's essential for feeling fresh and full of energy. Liquid Sleep contains safe all-natural ingredients, including one derived from tryptophan. You know, the stuff in turkey that puts you to sleep after Thanksgiving dinner. So stop feeling like a zombie and functioning at less than your best. Try Liquid Sleep now, risk-free. You'll enjoy the best sleep of your life the very first night, or your money back. Order Liquid Sleep now, and we'll even include a memory foam pillow and $80 value absolutely free.
To order risk-free, call 800-605-3396. That's 800-605-3396. Call 800-605-3396. 800-605-3396.
Sudden ups and downs, breathtaking twists and turns. No, it's not a roller coaster, it's the stock market. But Barron's, America's premier financial weekly, can help you make money whichever way the market moves. Now you can get 13 weeks of Barron's plus the valuable guide to building wealth and 4 weeks of Barron's online, all for only $39. This offer is available to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Call now 800-858-5800. That's 800-858-5800 for Barron's.
If your house is in foreclosure, this is a special message for you. You don't have to lose your house, and you don't have to file bankruptcy. We're Stop the Sale. We're the leader in foreclosure mediation. Every day we work with lenders all across the country to help homeowners save their homes from foreclosure. If you're in foreclosure, call us now, 1-800-476-7241. As a homeowner, you have rights your lender may not have told you about. We can delay the foreclosure proceedings and stop foreclosure. We're not a loan company. We're foreclosure resolution specialists. Our service is safe and confidential. Our success rate is over 90%. It's as easy as calling now for a free consultation. 1-800-476-7241. Stop the sale. Everyone deserves a second chance, and we can help. Call us at 1-800-476-7241. Call now, 1-800-476-7241.
Randy Rhodes.
And I think that the best resolution you can make is to stop beating yourself up and wondering, why am I fat? You're fat because they can't sell you food fast enough on TV. You understand that? And now they're going to mix the food commercials with fitness commercials, and you're going to sit there and you're going to be so full of self-loathing that by comparison, Bush looks good. I can't have it. You got to start from the inside out. Forget your body. It's only the physical.
Randy Rhodes on Air America Radio.
Welcome back, 6 and a half past the hour. Little news item here, and then back to your phone calls. You may have seen this in the Times today. An internal investigation by the CIA has concluded that officials who served at the highest levels of that agency should be held accountable for failing to allocate adequate resources to combating terrorism before the September 11th attacks, according to current former intelligence officials. The conclusion is spelled out in a near-final version of a report by John Helgerson, the agency's inspector general, who reports to Congress as well as to the CIA. Among those most sharply criticized in the report, the official said, are George Tenet, the former intelligence chief, the one that Bush awarded Medal of Freedom to last month. Oh, my God. The review was ordered by the Joint Congressional Panel, which asked in December 2002 that the Central Intelligence Agency's Inspector General determine, quote, whether and to what extent personnel at all levels should be held accountable, end quote, for all mistakes that contribute to the failure to disrupt the attacks against the United States. The CIA would not comment on the report. A spokesman for Mr. Tenet also declined to comment on it, except to say, to criticize Mr. Tenet for devoting insufficient resources to counterterrorism would be absurd. We believe the findings are flawed. We believe the findings are flawed. I know a flawed finding when I see one. This is a flawed finding. Let me get a little drink there. I know a flawed finding. George Tenet was given a Medal of Freedom. And so was Paul Bremer, and so was that general guy. What are you trying to tell us here with this stupid report? Your information is flawed. Jesus. All right. Mike is calling from Virginia. Mike, welcome to the program.
Listen to the show in the station.
Say it again. Say it again, Mike. Say it again.
I said kudos to the show and the station.
Oh, thank you, sir. I appreciate it.
Yeah, I was calling about the Gonzalez thing, but I had to take another shot at on a different level. It's incredible that the guy, Cornyn, can call this guy a patriot. First of all, I mean, I'm not disparaging him, but he's not even, he wasn't even born in America. He's not even, I guess he's a citizen, but, you know, you can call a guy a patriot, and then you have Kerry, who went to battle, put his life on line, a country in McClellan in Georgia, and you're talking about disparaging these guys, but the biggest problem is not that with Republicans do, but you don't have one single Democrat who would ever come out and support each other like that. That's the biggest problem.
Isn't that kind of weird, huh?
But he can call him a patriot. Maybe from Mexico, maybe a Mexican patriot, not an American patriot. But anyway, what I wanted to say was that, since apparently the Democrats don't have enough stomach to knock him out, hopefully, and I actually do think that this, the memos and all of that, I think he is a little bit damaged. The same way when Ashcroft, the way the hearings went, I think he came out damaged. He came out, he wasn't, the knight in shining armor. I think the same way it's going to be with Gonzalez.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what I'm hoping for. You got some trials coming. The first guy to be tried. Who knows? Maybe, somebody. Now, obviously, those are military trials, so he doesn't have jurisdiction over that as Attorney General. But hopefully what will happen is somebody's going to say, hey, the reason why I did it was because my superior did it, told me to. Mm-hmm. And they'll point and it'll go back to maybe somebody in the FBI, the CIA, one of those guys. And then one of those guys is going to point to their superior, and it'll wind up being, look, we were directed to do this.
All right, Mike, let me interrupt because, I understand what you're saying, but you have to understand something. It was long ago determined that the buck was going to stop with these low-ranking, if not privates and corporals or E3s and E4s, E5s, these sergeants and people like that. Maybe they'll get a captain or a lieutenant. But the deal was already cut, before any of this ever took place, that the people who ordered the torture, starting with George Bush and working their way down, that they were protected. They would never, ever, 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 ever. So as these little rats on the bottom of the rat pile say, well, I was ordered, it goes up. Well, I was ordered. Well, I was ordered. It stops at a certain level. It stops right about at the NCO, the non-commissioned officer level, about maybe an E6, E7. That's where it stops.
Actually, the funny thing, I live in Northern Virginia, so I run into a lot of military people.
Right.
And the incredible thing about these guys, we're seeing every day on TV, not only is Bush selling out the military because he got them over there under duress, being shot at, being killed,
right.
But not only that, he's selling them out because, like you say, the low-level guys who did this stuff, they're the ones who actually taking the hit,
right.
And these guys are tough, and these guys are so ignorant. I mean, they act like they're smart, they act like they're sophisticated, they act like they're tough, but the reality is, I just went down to Savannah, there was a funeral, and get the airplane to Savannah, they got the Fort Stewart right there, all these, I must have saw at least 10 or 15 kids, but can be a day over 18 or 19, all full military dress, getting ready to go. Who knows where they're going next? And these parents are all proud. And these guys getting ready, they're marching off to their death.
Right.
And if you say something to them, they act like you're nut. It's just incredible.
I know.
It's like these people have just gone off the deep end, and you just can't. They don't want to hear logical, clear discussions.
Mm-hmm. But that's what basic training is all about. It's to take a kid, 17, 18, 19, 20, sometimes a little bit older, but usually we're in that age range,
yeah.
A kid whose ideas, whose worldview, view of life and so on and so forth have not formed yet, and completely empty that boy's mind, and in some cases girls, but completely empty that boy's mind and put in there a total disregard for his own safety, a total disrespect for morality or justice or truth, and fill them up instead with the instinct to go kill for the state, to go kill for the state. Whether the state is the United States or China or Russia, I don't give a tinker's damn what state it is, to go kill for the state and to do so willingly and to do so without thinking. And if the boy gets killed, well, he'll never know it. I mean, he might have a flash of recognition as he sucks in his last breath, but that's it. And that, I decided a long time ago I am anti-war on a deeply personal level. I know that's kind of a quaint, to use an expression, point of view. But war doesn't, doesn't do anything except set up the next war. Any war always sets up the next one. And it sucks. It's awful. But I hear what you're saying. And listen, thanks, Mike. Thanks for checking in. Let me move on, all right?
Yep.
All right. You take care. But I got an email here from Guy, or Guy. I guess he pronounces it Guy. He says, oops, hold on. Oh, had to sneeze. Guy, oop. Woo! I'm sorry. I should be in an oxygen tent. Guy writes in, only one request, please. Please, tell the poets not to bore us with their too long poems. They drone on and on. I tune into your program to listen to you. I realize these poets are well-intentioned, but damn, it's not often clever. It's just boring. Once again, I love your program. I'm 47 years old, married, live in Michigan, and work for GM, General Motors. I listen to you via the Internet. Please keep up the good work. Thanks for your time, Guy. Yeah, we're going to, no offense, I love poets, just like Guy does. But he's right, you know, this is talk radio, and what we're going to do, we may have a poetry night sometime. But we are going to, you're right, Guy. We're going to ask all of our poets to not to poet on this program, all right? Thank you. Appreciate it. Quick break. We'll be back. I'm Mike Malloy.
I just gotta wonder what my daddy would have done. He'd see the way they turned his dream around. I gotta go by what he told me. Try to tell the truth and stand your ground. Don't let the bastards get you down.
Don't let the bastards get you down.
Don't let the bastards.
Emerging research suggests you consume substantial quantities of tomatoes every day to reduce your risk of cancer.
Five tomatoes every day?
To get your daily dose, try Lycomato.
Day after day.
All the power of five whole tomatoes in one little pill. With lycopene and all the other antioxidants found naturally in the tomato.
You're talking 152 tomatoes a month?
The power of five tomatoes in one little pill.
That's 1,825 tomatoes a year.
Look for Vitamin Shop brand lycopene with Lycomato in your local vitamin shop.
Until recently, men have had only two options to improve their performance in the bedroom. Take a prescription drug that works quickly but only lasts for a few hours, or take a natural supplement that can take up to 4 weeks to work. But now there's a new option. In a recent medically supervised anecdotal study, over 96% of the participants who took Proton Extreme reported an increase in libido and erectile strength. Each participant was given a one-week supply. Some of the younger men had a response in just a few hours, others in just a few days. Regardless of your age, if you want to boost your libido quickly and naturally, then take the Proton test yourself. Results are guaranteed.
Call now for your risk-free supply. 1-800-399-6763. That's 1-800-399-6763. 9 out of 10 men have success with Proton. Now it's your turn. Call 1-800-399-6763. Again, 1-800-399-6763.
Here's a Mother Jones quiz. True or false? Carcinogen levels in humans are up to 50 times higher in the Arctic than here. George W. Bush proposed spending $1.5 billion to promote heterosexual marriage. In 4 years, American cities tried 10,000 times to seize private land and give it to projects like strip malls. You ready? All true. And they're in the January issue of Mother Jones magazine. The new Mother Jones, on newsstands now.
Hey, you've reached Chris and Jim. Leave a message. Hey, sweetie, it's me. You're not going to believe this. I'm still here. Looks like I'm going to be late again. So don't wait for me for dinner, okay? I'm really sorry. I love you. See you later. Okay, bye.
You know what's wrong with gay marriages? The same things that are wrong with straight ones. Support same-sex marriage. A message from PFLAG and equalmarriage.ca.
70 million Americans have trouble sleeping. If you're one of them, then you need all-natural liquid sleep. It's guaranteed to help you fall asleep faster, stay asleep longer, and to reach the deep, rejuvenating delta sleep you need to be at the top of your game mentally and physically. Prescription drugs can leave you feeling hungover, but with liquid sleep, you wake up wide awake and completely refreshed. And liquid sleep contains no dangerous ingredients. In fact, one of the components is derived from tryptophan, the chemical in turkey that makes you so sleepy every Thanksgiving. Try liquid sleep now, risk-free. If after only one night you don't fall asleep faster, stay asleep longer, and enjoy the most restful and rejuvenating sleep of your life, return it for a full refund. Order Liquid Sleep now and will include a memory foam pillow, an $80 value absolutely free. Sweet dreams.
To order risk-free, call 800-605-3396. That's 800-605-3396. Call 800-605-3396. 800-605-3396.
The Radio Shack Glossary of Electronics. Today's term, the boomerang. It's when someone sells you the wrong accessory or a no-name thing that simply goes kaput.
Excuse me, this didn't work.
Bummer.
They didn't sell you an electronic accessory, my friend. They sold you a boomerang, because it's coming back to that store. But at Radio Shack, we give you easy answers by carrying a bigger selection of quality accessories for all major brands of electronics. So you'll come back because you want to, not because you have to. Radio Shack, you've got questions, we've got answers.
If you could cut your mortgage payment by 45%, would that make a difference to you? If you're like most people, it can make a difference of hundreds of dollars a month and thousands of dollars a year. That's why the home loan experts at Quicken Loans created the revolutionary new Smart Choice interest-only loan. It's the flexible mortgage that can lower your payment up to 45%. Homeowners nationwide are calling Quicken Loans at 800-396-9711 to discover the difference for themselves. If you have a mortgage you can't afford not to call, you could see a dramatic drop in your payment even if you've recently refinanced. Call 800-396-9711 now to see how Quicken Loans can lower your house payment up to 45%. Quicken Loans is an equal housing lender. State licensing information available on request. In today's economy, you can't afford to wait. See the difference Quicken Loans can make for you. Call Quicken Loans, America's home loan experts, now. 800-396-9711. 800-396-9711. That's 800-396-9711.
Doing talk radio right. From the left, it's more of Mike Malloy.
It's 23 past the hour. Carter is calling from Florida. Carter, welcome to the program. Hey,
hello.
Carter. How you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you doing?
Doing fine, sir.
Okay. I was calling. You had a call earlier, the lady from Oregon who was calling talking about the war, the so-called war on terror.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm an amateur studier of Irish history.
Mm-hmm.
And if you study the Anglo-Irish conflict, you see that the continuously Irish Republicans sought political status, and the British never wanted to give it to them.
Right.
And the reason for that was when you declare war, you legitimize someone's political ends.
Mm-hmm.
And what Bush did after 9/11 was he turned around and bit his own self in the butt by declaring the so-called war on terror. And I think it's really funny that not only do we not know our own American history, we don't know world history at all. It's fairly obvious, in my opinion.
Well, even in that, Bush showed his ignorance and his stupidity. How do you declare war on a noun?
Well,
you know, the noun being terror. I mean, how do you do that? You can declare war on a terrorist, or you can declare war on a stateless group of thugs. But how do you declare war? You know, the people who attacked us, I said this earlier, the people who attacked this country on September 11, 2001, if you accept the story, they're all dead.
Right.
Because they were in the airplanes, too. They're all dead. So what was needed, what was necessary, what was common sense, was to track down, using Interpol, using our allies, policing agencies, using our own security agencies, send them out into the world, track these people down, and put them on trial. And put them on trial in a international court so that the world would see that there were consequences for these actions. And I don't care if the terrorism is committed by, you know, no matter who, who perpetrates terrorism, they should be brought to trial. Now, in the course of a trial, I think their cause should be considered. But to kill innocent people, that's what terrorism is, to kill innocent people to make your political point, to me, is sickness beyond belief. But we had a policing operation ahead of us, and Bush decides to bomb and strafe and kill and murder tens of thousands of people in two countries that had absolutely nothing to do with his attack on us.
With the attack.
Right.
Well, and two, if you I don't know if you're familiar with the Guilford Four. They were a group of young counterculture people who were all from Northern Ireland who were unjustly put in jail, and they had confessions tortured out of them.
Right.
The movie In the Name of the Father is based on their thing, and they were it's really interesting. Right after there was an IRA terror wave, and they passed a very act very similar to the Patriot Act.
Mm-hmm.
They were all thrown in jail and tortured, and you know their parents didn't know where they were and all that kind of stuff. Almost identical to what we're watching today. I just did a paper on the movie, and it's just watching it just sickens me because we're traveling down the same path. But on a lighter note, I lived in Mississippi for 3 years, and I'm happy to say that today we've turned a new page, and some people are finally going on trial for the Philadelphia, Mississippi civil rights murders that happened 40 years.
You know what is real sick, though? I saw the video of this old, bald-headed, half-dead, 79, what was he, 79 or 80, this 80-year-old man who probably has difficulty going to the toilet, and he's going to be tried for the murder of Cheney, Goodman, and Schwerner. And I think to myself, this is the best they could do. 40 years it took the Mississippi State Attorney General or the Department of Justice or whomever. Now, the original people who were tried, the sheriff of Neshoba County and the deputies and those lard-ass thugs who sat there smirking and pushing Red Man into their jaws, I'm sure you remember those pictures.
Oh, yeah.
And they were only tried on violation of civil rights, and they were found not guilty by a jury of killers in themselves in Mississippi. What the jury was killing, of course, was hope and justice and honor and dignity. What the killers actually killed were human beings. But I saw that tonight, and I also heard in the report that said there are 6 or 7 of these thugs still around. Okay, 40 years down the road. So these people are on their 70s. Some of them are probably in their early 80s. You know, I'm not sure what the point is. Now, I don't misunderstand. I think they should be tried. But was it Dr. King that said justice delayed is justice denied? If it wasn't King, I'm sure he used that phrase. So trying these people, I don't think brings any justice at all. Now, one of my friends called me up and said, "Did you see that?" And I said, "Yeah, I saw it." And my friend said, "You know what should happen? They ought to round these people up and turn them over to members of the black community and let the black community do with them as they will." And I said, "Well, you know what black folks would do? They'd probably say, 'Get this human waste out of my sight. We don't want anything to do with these pigs.'" So what do you do in a case? What do you do in a case like this, huh?
You know, I don't know. I mean, the really sick thing is there was an FBI informant there that night.
Right.
They've known for 40 years who was involved that night. And J. Edgar Hoover knew from the beginning where everybody was and what was going on. And
the responsibility for justice being denied here, a lot of it rests on the back of America's number one cross-dresser, J. Edgar Hoover, who's long dead. So I don't know. I don't know what the answer is. Maybe they'll put this old bastard on trial and find him guilty and sentence him to life, and that means about 18 months, and he's dead, and that's the end of it. Hey, listen, thanks for checking in, pal. I appreciate it. Quick break, folks. We'll be right back. I'm Mike Malloy.
People either loved her or hated her.
A crime of passion.
Do you want a gun?
A random clue. A new detective.
Don't get into any trouble. Who, me?
Kelly Martin is Mystery Woman, a bookstore owner who reads between the lines.
Everything is pointing to her. Her gun, her lies.
The Hallmark Channel Mystery Movie. Mystery Woman premieres Friday night at 9, 8 Central on Hallmark Channel. Get a clue at hallmarkchannelmysteries.com.
Hon?
Yeah?
Can you keep the kids busy? I'm doing our taxes.
Oh, that's right. We're using TurboTax software this year.
Yeah, and it's so easy. TurboTax asks simple questions like an accountant would, and it automatically fills in all the right forms.
Really?
Mm-hmm. TurboTax also checks for errors, and calculations are guaranteed accurate.
Wow. What about deductions?
Oh, it found ones I didn't even think of.
Like those little tax deductions jumping on the sofa?
Hmm?
The kids.
No, I remembered them.
TurboTax. Taxes made easy. Taxes done right. Available at a retailer near you. See box for guaranteed details.
The Business Trip by Super 8 Motels.
Somewhere between the last meeting and home, between 4 drive-thrus and the blob of ketchup on your favorite tie, between 60 dead bugs on your windshield and a wiper blade gone awry, Somewhere between where you are and where you're going, there's a Super 8. See you along the way.
This summer, kids eat free at Denny's when you stay at Super 8. See Super8.com for details.
All Super 8 motels are individually owned and operated.
Hi, I'm Pam Dauber. Are you falling behind in school or at work because you can't keep up with the huge volume of reading that's required? Do you feel like you're drowning in a sea of reading? Introducing IQ, the revolutionary reading and comprehension program. Today's world is supercharged and competitive. And the fact is, those that can process information efficiently will be the ones to get ahead. You see, the average person reads about 200 to 300 words per minute. But after only 12 easy 7-minute IQ sessions, many people move from reading 200 to 2,000 words per minute. Imagine what you could accomplish reading and comprehending at that speed. Don't let another day go by allowing your reading skills to hold you back. Call IQ today.
Call now. We'll send you the complete IQ computer program free for 30 days. That's 1-800-900-2657. You cover a nominal shipping fee, and the program is yours to use and evaluate for 30 days. Call now. 1-800-900-2657. That's 1-800-900-2657.
Sudden ups and downs, breathtaking twists and turns. No, it's not a roller coaster, it's the stock market. But Barron's, America's premier financial weekly, can help you make money whichever way the market moves. Now you can get 13 weeks of Barron's plus the valuable guide to building wealth and 4 weeks of Barron's online, all for only $39. This offer is available to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Call now 800-858-5800. That's 800-858-5800 for Barron's.
Did you know there's an affordable way to renovate your kitchen without major construction? With cabinet refacing from Sears Home Services, you can transform your kitchen without the cost, time, or massive totally remodeling. See for yourself. Call for a free in-home estimate and design consultation at 1-800-828-1200. With Sears Cabinet Refacing, choose from hundreds of decorator styles to help create the kitchen of your dreams. Your kitchen can look brand new in about 4 to 6 days. Products and services are provided by a Sears authorized contractor. License number available on request. So don't replace your cabinets, just reface them. Call Sears Cabinet Refacing for a free in-home estimate and design consultation at 1-800-828-1200. Some restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Ask your consultant for offer details and written warranty. That's Cabinet Refacing from Sears Home Services. 1-800-828-1200. That's 1-800-828-1200. 1200.
Would you like to look and feel 10 years younger in 10 weeks? Ultimate HGH is clinically proven in a double-blind study to help you look and feel younger. We're so confident that Ultimate HGH works that you can try it free. That's right, free. So call now for your free 30-day trial of Ultimate HGH and turn back the clock. Just pay shipping and handling. Call now, 800-337-0447. 800-337-0447. 800-337-0447.
Hi, I'm Mark Marin from Morning Sedition. The people of the Indian Ocean region need your help. The recent tsunami has left thousands of people with nothing. The devastation is being measured in the billions of dollars, and authorities are saying it may be the most expensive disaster of all time. Please go to airamericaradio.com and click on the tsunami relief banner for a list of reputable organizations who are delivering relief. The victims of this tragedy must start over with almost nothing, so please take a moment and make a donation. Remember, where there's help, there's hope.
They never stop thinking about new ways to harm our country and our people, and neither do we.
And there are 59 million Americans, George, who love you for it. They want as much poison as you can dish out. Go figure. Okay, where are we? Gene is calling from Oregon. Gene, welcome to the program.
How are you?
Hey, I'm doing fine, Gene. How are you?
Okay, just a quick heads up. You remember Dino Rossi, the Washington State Republican
yes.
governor?
Yeah, I understand he's demanding a re-election or another election.
Yeah, he's gonna put it in court and or take it to court and wants a revote.
Too bad Al Gore didn't do that down in Florida, huh?
Oh yeah, I tell you, secession is looking better and better every day.
The Republic of Washington?
Nope. Cascadia.
Cascadia.
Yeah.
Well,
Republic
that's cool.
Of Cascadia. There's an actual website in the whole bit.
Yeah, that's the Cascade Mountains?
Yeah. Their whole deal is they want to take, British Columbia and down to Oregon, and then they want to annex Northern California and declare that as the state of Jefferson and that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. But I just had to say, I had to bring that up because the story that won't die never dies.
Yeah, well, that's what Republicans do. Oh, by the way, if Democrats even think about doing it, Republicans start screaming, "Hey, it's over! Hey, 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 it's over!" Right?
Yeah, we're a bunch of conspiracy nuts. And I love this quote. It's not about fraud. It's about the counting problems on individual counties that he's doing this for. Part of me wants to take my medicine and go to bed. The other part of me just wants to do something unspeakable.
Hey, Gene, can I ask you something?
Sure.
You've been smoking a little doobie tonight?
I've got a cold.
Oh, you got a cold?
Yeah.
Wow, I've got a cold too, but I don't sound that happy.
Well, it's not happy. This is hysteria.
Oh, hysteria. Okay. Well, I just thought I'd ask. No, you know, no biggie. All right?
Well, that and the liquid Vicodin will work wonders.
Liquid Vicodin. Woo! Watch out. You're going to wind up like Rush Limbaugh doing drug deals in the parking lot of Denny's. Be careful, okay?
It's my doctor's fault, I swear.
Yeah, I know it is. It always is. Thanks, Gene.
Okay.
All right. Take it easy. Lay down. Get prone. Drink some water. Well, now to hell with the water. Just throw back a couple glasses of vodka. You're great, Gene. I love you. Joseph is calling from California. Joseph, welcome to the program.
Hey, how you doing? Love your rage, buddy.
Thank you.
I love your rage. I tune in just for that sometimes.
Oh, I thought you said I love your program. You love the rage?
I love your program, and I love your rage. The rage that I hear in your voice is great.
All right, gotcha.
But anyways, I was calling about this Gonzalez thing. It's just, you know, I'm a Hispanic Democrat, and it just makes me nuts because Bush is stealing the Democratic vote. I mean, he got 40%. Over 40%, which is unprecedented for Republicans. And to me, that bodes so, it just does not bode well for the Democrats at all, or the left in general.
You got 40% of the Latino vote?
Yes. You got upwards of 40%. And
nationwide or what?
Nationwide.
Wow.
And the thing is that blacks and Hispanics and the Jewish vote has been a strong Democratic base, and if we lose that now, I mean, especially the way the population's growing, you know, the Hispanic population. I mean, I couldn't imagine that. I mean,
listen to me. I want you to listen to me. Will you listen to me, Joseph?
Sure.
Okay.
Sure.
You'll listen to me? All right.
Yes, I will.
All right. What you're talking about only exists in your mind, and it only exists in my mind. You're talking about a Democratic Party. Mm-hmm. That used to be the party of coalition building, that used to be the party of lifting all the boats, making sure everybody got a fair deal. That Democratic Party doesn't exist anymore. The reason, in my opinion, that 40% of the Latino vote went for Bush is, given the choice of Bush and Kerry, what the hell difference did it make? Bush was the one out there talking in coded language about amnesty, once again, for illegal immigrants, so that white people in this country, and black people, there's just, you know, I keep saying white people, there's a strong black middle class, strong white middle class, upper middle class blacks, upper middle class whites, and they need the Mexicans. They need the Latinos. They need the Guatemalans and Hondurans and Nicaraguans that come to this country desperate. They need them to, you know, pull the weeds and clean out the swimming pool and wash the car and wipe the baby's ass and all that kind of stuff. So Bush is the one out there talking about, in his coded language, amnesty. Kerry wasn't talking about amnesty. Kerry is talking about immigration reform and all this other crap. Now, as long as the Democratic Party is going to be the bastard stepchild of the Republican Party,
mm-hmm.
Why should Latinos, why should Anglos, why should Jews, Gentiles, gay, straight, black, white, up, down, left, right, why should anybody vote for... I mean, when you go to the store and you want a Coca-Cola, you don't buy Buzz Cola. You buy Coca-Cola.
Yeah.
You know, you don't buy some off-brand. To hell with that. All the Democratic Party is the Republican Party's off-brand. Do you get it? You get it now, don't you?
Yeah, I get it. I'm still barely on board that, you know.
I know it's hard. It's hard. It's taken me. Hey, listen, it's taken me 6, 7, 8 years. Okay.
Yeah.
So go ahead. I mean, just take your time. You got lots of time. But I'm telling you, you know, when you're puzzled as to why 40% of the Latino vote went for Bush, there's your answer. What the hell was the choice?
Yeah.
It was either Republican or Republican light. Why not go Republican then?
I know. I'm the one who called in before that was helping out in the Nevada campaign where I was hearing commercials in Spanish talking about how Kerry is for abortion rights because he wants to limit the population of Hispanics and all that.
Right.
I don't know if you remember that call.
Right. Yeah. Oh my God.
But the thing is, it's such a good Karl Rove move. I mean, it's to secure that, if they could secure that base with the way the populations of the minorities are growing in this country. I mean, that's scary. I mean, that's just real scary. I mean, they got George Prescott Bush running around doing the circuit and all that, and you know, that just creeps me out.
Spanish speakers now are the largest so-called minority in America. Not African Americans, Hispanic Americans now constitute the largest so-called minority. White people now, European Americans, Caucasians, whatever you want to call white people, they are the minority majority. In other words, there are more whites than any single other racial group. But when you combine all the other racial groups and compare it to whites, whites are in the minority. So it's the minority majority. However, I don't know how sociologists say that, but you understand what I'm saying.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
But Latinos, Hispanics, however you want to say it, are coming to this country the same way Irish and Italian and Eastern Europeans and Catholics and Jews came from Europe in the 1890s and in the turn of the 20th century. So the only difference is they have darker skin and that's all. I mean, they speak a foreign language just like the people from Lithuania did, the people from Italy did, the people from wherever did. So
what's funny is if you look at some of the newspapers from the time, some of the literature from that era, I mean, they were blamed for everything. I mean, the German immigrants and all of them were blamed for bringing disease and taking jobs. And,
well, sure.
You know,
the Irish, Italians, the Jews, now it's the Mexicans. So, but the thing is, you know, the Bush crime family, they don't care about justice or humanity or whatever. They want a cheap workforce. Why try to put to work an American workforce that is predominantly Caucasian, that grew up with unions, that grew up with $35, $40, $50 an hour when you figure all the benefits in, who grew up where you could have one person, usually dad, go to work and have enough money to pay the house payment, have a little cottage at the lake, put the kids through college and support grandma and grandpa? Why do that when you have an immigrant population that is roiling across our southern border that will work for one-tenth of that money? You understand what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. Oh, definitely.
So, and not only that, but is willing to become cannon fodder. How many illegal immigrants who are picked up are told, look, tell you what, you serve in the Army for 2 years, and you can have your American citizenship. Okay. How many Hispanics are in the United States military now who otherwise would be illegal immigrants, be sitting in some godforsaken detention center waiting to be sent back across the border, but they've got what they think is a ticket to American citizenship.
Exactly.
And that is to go out and kill other brown people for the Bush crime family.
Exactly. That one guy that was cradling that hand grenade the other day who blew himself up or whatever, like some heroic act and all that, he was this Mexican immigrant who was trying to get his citizenship.
No, there you
and,
go.
He fell on the grenade and all that. But the thing is that, yeah, I know. To me, it's just, I don't know, it's really frustrating because, you know, the message, you know, that's put out to the Hispanic community, the Spanish-speaking community,
yeah,
it's almost like it's not being monitored.
I know.
I saw that in the Las Vegas
you know, campaign headquarters when we were driving around trying to get out the vote.
Mm-hmm.
And, man, I could not believe it. I never thought I would live to hear something like that.
Yeah, it's a hell of a thing what has developed in this country. Hey, listen, thanks.
I'll let you get another call.
All right, thanks for checking in. Have a nice weekend. We'll be right back.
One in four adults has high blood pressure. If you're one of them and you have a cold, Coricidin HBP has surprising news for you. The American Heart Association recognizes that decongestants found in many leading cold medicines can raise your blood pressure and interfere with blood pressure medication. So why risk it? Only decongestant-free Coricidin HBP provides a line of safe, powerful cold and flu medication specially formulated for people with high blood pressure. So make the safe choice. Coricidin HBP. Use as directed.
Emerging research suggests you consume substantial quantities of tomatoes every day to reduce your risk of cancer.
Five tomatoes every day?
To get your daily dose, try Lycomato.
Day after day.
All the power of five whole tomatoes in one little pill. With lycopene and all the other antioxidants found naturally in the tomato.
You're talking 152 tomatoes a month?
The power of five tomatoes in one little pill.
That's 1,825 tomatoes a year.
Look for Vitamin Shop brand lycopene with Lycomato in your local vitamin shop.
Do you know where your children are on the internet? In the U.S., thousands of children are affected by internet crimes every day across the country. You can help prevent crimes against innocent children on the web. Help educate our children.
Join the PCP. Printer Cartridge Recycling Program. Don't toss that cartridge. Call 1-866-STOP-ABUSE.
It doesn't cost anything to participate. Don't just make a difference. Be the difference.
You can be the difference in preventing internet crimes across the nation. It is an effective project for schools, corporations, businesses, offices, private homes, and best of all, the environment.
Don't toss.
For every cartridge you return, the Child Abuse Unit receives a dollar towards the education on internet safety.
You can help prevent crimes against innocent children on the web. Educate your children.
And remember, it doesn't cost anything to participate. Don't just make a difference. Be the difference.
You can be the difference in protecting us and promoting internet safety. Don't toss.
Sponsored by the Child Abuse Unit, SPCC, 1-866-STOP-ABUSE. For more information, go to childabuseunit.com. Keep our children safe on the internet. Childabuseunit.com.
Will Durst. He mocks, but he does it with taste.
War is going according to plan.
That's a really bad, isn't it?
The Washington Post portrays Will Durst as the Dark Prince of Doubt. And it's open season on anything political on Will Durst's new CD, Warning.
We went in because Saddam had weapons of mass destruction. How do you know? My dad sold them to him.
These and other hilarious observations can be found on Will Durst's latest CD, Warning, available at WillDurst.com.
Bush! He's turning into President Rain Man.
Mr. President, what about the Social Security? What about stem cell research? What about Medicare? Iraq. Yeah, definitely Iraq.
With another 4 years of George W. in the White House, you're going to need some laughs.
Yeah, it's all Saddam, yeah.
So go to WillDurst.com today.
Yeah, I'm an excellent warmonger. Yeah, just ask my dad.
And get your copy of his new hilarious CD, Warning.
Sir, Mr. President, how much do you think this war is going to cost? About $100. Uh-oh, what?
You can't make it up like this.
The Radio Shack Glossary of Electronics. Today's term, the boomerang. It's when someone sells you the wrong accessory or a no-name thing that simply goes kaput.
Excuse me, this didn't work.
Bummer.
They didn't sell you an electronic accessory, my friend. They sold you a boomerang, because it's coming back to that store. But at Radio Shack, we give you easy answers by carrying a bigger selection of quality accessories for all major brands of electronics. So you'll come back because you want to, not because you have to. Radio Shack. You've got questions, we've got answers.
Do you have a personal injury case and need money now? Have you been turned down by family, friends, and banks? Are you out of options for the money you need? If so, Whitehaven Funding can help. If you need money now and can't wait for your case to settle, call Whitehaven Funding at 1-800-213-7163. In exchange for an interest in your pending case, Whitehaven Funding advances money to injured victims who need money now. The money provided can help with foreclosure, bankruptcy, and eviction. But you can use the money any way you need. Call 1-800-213-7163 for details. If your case is not successful, you keep their money and don't have to pay them back. That's right. If you lose your case, you keep the money and don't have to pay them back. Just call 1-800-213-7163. Again, if you have a pending personal injury claim and have no place else to turn for money, call Whitehaven Funding at 1-800-213-7163. Call today.
Will Durst.
Say what you will about Bush, man. He has managed to reunite France and Germany.
The Washington Post portrays Will Durst as the dark prince of doubt.
The German justice minister called Bush's tactics Hitler-like.
It's open season on anything political on Will Durst's new CD, Warning.
Let me repeat that.
We just got called a Nazi by Germany.
With another 4 years of George W. in the White House, you're going to need some laughs.
That's not good.
So go to WillDurst.com today and get your copy of his new hilarious CD, Warning.
Is this our great country or what?
Got the flying monkey right blues? Here's the cure, Mike Malloy.
Another week in the can. Thanks to the people who helped produce this program this week. In New York City, Jason Isaac, Colin Tipton, Linda Blake. In Minnesota, Chris. In upstate New York, Mark Marshall. In Illinois, Ben Birch. In Arkansas, Jim. And here in Atlanta, Kathy. Please check out AirAmericaRadio.com and MikeMalloy.com. We went over 1 million hits, finally. Did you see that? I like that. Now, here's one of the reasons I love talk radio, no matter what you say. Lynn sent this. Did Lynn send this? Is it Lynn or Linnell? I think it's Linnell. Hi, Mike. If you get this in time, please ask the guy who read the history poem to email either the poem or an email address so that you can either post the poem or an email address. I loved the poem. Linnell. All right, Bob, if you're still listening, you know, I read that email from the guy that went, whoosh, you know, no more poetry, please. Okay, so you have one critic, Bob, and somebody who loved the poem. So, Bob, if you're still listening, if you want to email it to me, MikeDMalloy@AOL.com, we will forward it on to Linnell. I feel like we're running a dating service. No, seriously. If Linnell liked the poem, then by God, she should have access to it, right? Right, Kathy? We are rapidly running out of time here. Mark is calling from St. Petersburg, Florida. Hey, Mark, welcome to the program.
Hey, Mike. This is Mark at JustSayNoToFascism.com.
Oh, yeah.
We're being soft-sold a dictatorship.
We are.
Our country is living in denial. We're living the big lie. This is fascism. We've got torture. We've got secret jails. We've got single-party rule. Fascism is a political disease, and America is sick.
And it's here. It's here. I mean, how can people not see it? How can people not see it?
It's denial, and it's also a monopolized corporate media, a virtual state media, just like the Soviets had. They had Pravda. We've got Fox, we've got Clear Channel. On an individual scale, you could compare our country in its current state to a crackhead or an alcoholic drunk. And I wrote a book over the past year. I kind of saw what was going to happen in this election. My book is called Just Say No to Fascism. My website is JustSayNoToFascism.com. You can go there and get a free bumper sticker that says the exact same thing. We need to show signs. We need to make audible remarks continually. We need bumper stickers. We need to bring this issue to the forefront of American dialogue because America is sick, and if we don't fix it, America will die. We need to get discourse into our political conversations.
Yeah, you know, the only thing missing so far, and I'm sure it's right around the corner, are the snappy National Socialist uniforms. You know, the Nazis had really cool uniforms, the Death's Head and the SS, and you know, and I realize how sick that sounds, but you got to admit, they had uniforms that were so militaristic, so not final solution, but the final word in military dress. And the only thing missing from the Bush crime family right now are the uniforms. I'm sure it's coming. I'm as positive as I'm sitting here that it's coming.
Well, certainly. One of the characteristics of fascism is supremacy of the military. There's a guy named Lawrence Britt that outlined 14 characteristics of fascism, and supremacy of the military is one of them, as is obsessive nationalism.
Yeah, did you send me that email tonight?
No, I haven't sent you one this evening.
Somebody sent it to me, the 14 defining characteristics of Nazism or fascism. And of course, we have, definitely. We have talked about it on this program. No, it's happening. There's no need to pretend like we're just casually tossing around the word fascism. It's here.
Scream it from the rooftops because it's here, and we gotta put a stop to it. We've gotta make sure that people understand that this is what is happening.
All right, what's your website again, Mark?
It's www.justsaynotofascism.com. I spent the last year writing a book by the same title. It outlines the parallels between what this country is going through and what a very sick individual can go through in his own mind. And the similarity is in the denial that you see that we saw yesterday in Congress when every charge was blatantly denied by these corporatists who are running all three branches of our government now. This is serious business, Mike.
I hear you.
We got to scream from the rooftops. We got to make sure people see this for what it is.
Well, let me know if you get some hits on your website and if people buy the book, okay?
10-4.
All right. Thanks, Mark. Appreciate you checking in. LaShawn is calling from Austin, Texas. Is that right?
LaShawn. Yeah, it's LaShawn.
Hey, LaShawn. LaShonda.
Yes.
You know, LaShonda, that name always makes me think of doo-wop music. You only got about a minute, LaShonda. I'm sorry.
No problem. I just wanted to know if you got the email I sent you about the dogs starving in Iraq.
I've got the story right in front of me. I promoted it last night. I said we were going to talk about it today. It's on the Air America website. I just didn't get to it. I swear to God, we're going to do it Monday. You're the one that sent me that link?
Yes.
Oh, God, that's a sick story. Perfect for this program.
Yeah, I know. That's why I decided to send it to you.
Well, I'm sorry, LaShonda. I've got it right here on the stack, and it will be. We will get to it Monday. It's from Las Vegas. It's from the Detroit. I think Detroit News is the website you sent me to. But I've got it right here.
Okay, cool. Well, I'll call back in Monday. Hopefully, I can talk to you about it.
Do it. Thanks, LaShonda.
All right.
Bye bye. You have a nice weekend. To do run, 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 to do run, run. LaShonda, that just makes me think about doo-wop music. Doesn't it, you? Hey, thanks for participating tonight and this week on whatever level you did. I do appreciate it. I'll see you Monday. Take care. Watch your back. This is Air America Radio. I'm Mike Malloy. Have a great weekend, Kevin Kenny, wherever you are.
Do you have a personal injury case and need money now? Have you been turned down by family, friends, and banks? Are you out of options for the money you need? If so, Whitehaven Funding can help. If you need money now and can't wait for your case to settle, call Whitehaven Funding at 1-800-213-7163. In exchange for an interest in your pending case, Whitehaven Funding advances money to injured victims who need money now. The money provided can help with foreclosure, bankruptcy, and eviction. But you can use the money any way you need. Call 1-800-213-7163 for details. If your case is not successful, you keep their money and don't have to pay them back. That's right. If you lose your case, you keep the money and don't have to pay them back. Just call 1-800-213-7163. Again, if you have a pending personal injury claim and have no place else to turn for money, call Whitehaven Funding at 1-800-213-7163. Call today.
Air America Radio News, I'm Spencer Rain. utter devastation. That's how UN Secretary General Kofi Annan describes the bird's eye view of Indonesia. Annan took a helicopter tour of the tsunami-ravaged province of Aceh Friday. He especially took note at the lack of people on the island. Over 100,000 people have been killed in Indonesia alone in the South Asian tsunami. Overall, the death toll now stands at over 156,000 people, a list which includes 37 Americans. The focus in the disaster region turns to children and medicine. The UN's Kevin Kennedy says child centers are being established throughout the region to help the disaster's youngest survivors.
UNICEF has established several child centers to take care of these kids, and they're in the process, well, they have established, they're in the process of establishing more. I think something like 10 are envisioned for Sumatra alone.
The number of children orphaned in the disaster is still a mystery. On the medical front, more than 80,000 tons of relief supplies are headed to South Asia from the New York City area. President Bush adds an incentive to attract donations. Contributions to the relief effort made during the month of January will allow taxpayers to include the expense on their 2004 federal income taxes. A suspected member of the Ku Klux Klan pleads not guilty Friday to one of the most notorious crimes of the civil rights era. 79-year-old Edgar Ray Killen is accused